This recording begins with the current version of the shir, continues on with a quick review of the shir, and then moves on to the last cycle of the Daf Yomi for the previous version of the shir, which of course has different people involved, a different ambience. You may want to hear both of them and use the second one as a chazar. You may actually prefer the previous cycle to this one. Joy, joy, we're beginning a new Masechet. Masechet Horayot, and in order to properly begin, let us take a look in the Parashiyot HaTorah that describe the Dinim of Horayot. Starting in Parashat Vayikra, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. As we know, I won't go into the psukim of the normal Dinim of a Chatat, but we know that if a Yochid is Kote, Chote in almost every chet in which there's a chiyuv karet, then if it's b'shoged, it brings a kizva or a se'ira. Other than very special cases, which we've already spoken about, of a karban olev yored, certain dinim of avodah zarah, but always the yachid is responsible for his own maasik. The Torah introduces at the beginning of the Parshat HaChatat a general idea in which the tzibur has a responsibility, the overall nature of chet and Torah, and therefore it says like this in Pasuk Yud Gimel: "V'im kol adat Yisrael yishgu v'ne'alam davar me'inei hakahal." If the entire tzibur makes a mistake and something was missing from in front of the eyes of the Kahal, and of course the eyes of the Kahal is Sanhedrin. They're the ones who function as those who see and define what it is the mitzvot are. V'yasu achat mikol mitzvot Hashem asher lo te'aseh navyashemu, and they all do this mitzvah that wasn't allowed to be done. And then we know the achatata shechatu aleha. Then they find out, v'ikrivo hakahal par ben bakar achatat, v'yivioto lifnei olmoed. Then they have to bring the entire tzibur brings, the kahal brings. Now you'll notice there's a difference between the word v'ikrivo hakahal and the opening where it was v'im koladat Yisrael Yishu, and then v'ne'elam davar minei hakahal. On that basis, we're going to see later on that there's a machloket whether there's two different dinim, a din of kahal and a din of eda. So there's the kol Yisrael Yishku as a reference to the Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim, and the Kahal is a reference to each of the Shvatim, because each of the Shvatim were called a Kahal. That's what we see in the Bracha that is given to Yosef. And so it's a special carbon, and that carbon is what is brought. Now, it doesn't say if that carbon is what is brought, and then the people who did it don't have to bring, they do have to bring, that isn't clear. If you take a look in Pasuk Vav, which discusses what the din is of a yachid, so over there it says, Ve'im nefesh achat techete bishkaga mi'am ha'aretz, ba'asota achat mi'mitzvot Hashem ashrot yaseno v'yashem, o hoda elav chatato asher chata, ve'viko b'no sirat izim tmimah nekeva chatato, and a Pasuk on the day, so there we learn that a single nefesh brings either a kifsa in Pasuk Lamed Beis or a seira in Pasuk Chavchet. And you'll notice the paraphrasing. So now, the problem is we don't know a number of things based on this. We don't know whether im nefesh achat is dafka achat, but beyond one, it becomes a tzibur issue. When it says kol adat Yisrael, does that mean literally kol adat, or anything that has a shame of kahal? Would it be a shevet? Rov of a shevet? Rov of the tzibur? We furthermore don't know, as I mentioned, what the din would be of the yachid in the case that the Kol Kahal Adat Yisrael is initialized and they have to go bring their own. So a lot of important data is missing, and the Masechta is going to be dedicated to constructing that data out of what it is that the Torah does say. But this is only part of the story, because if you take a look in Parsha Shlach, in Bamidbar Tet Vav, in Pasi Chav Gimel, Chav Beit, V'chi tishgu v'lo ta'asu et kol ha-mitzvot ha'ela asher diber Adonai Moshe et kol asher tziva Adonai lechem b'yad Moshe min ha'yom asher tziva Adonai v'hala l'dorotechem v'haya im me'enei ha'eda ne'esta l'shkaga v'yasu kol ha'eda par ben bakar achad l'ola l'reach v'choach u'si'ir izim achad l'chatat. Now obviously, even though it's talking about all of Adat Yisrael, it can't be the same thing, because in the story in Vayikra it says v'kriv ha'kal par ben bakar l'chatat. Over here it says a par is supposed to be brought as an olah, And furthermore, here it says a Sirizim should be brought, and in Vayikra there was no Sirizim at all. So Chazal explained that this is referring specifically to Kol Mitzvot Hashem, meaning that you're doing a thing which is the equivalent of Kol Mitzvot Hashem, and we learn that this is a reference to Avodah Zarah. So where Rov of the Tzibur Al Pi Horaat Beidin is Chotei B'Avodah Zarah, there is a special Tzibur that is different than Par He'elem Davar Shel Tzibur, which is the first in Vayikra, where Tzibur is Chotei, and that's how we'll refer to it from now on, that the Par He'elem Davar Shel Tzibur, as opposed to the Seir Avodah Zarah, which is the equivalent case by a Tzibur where it involves Avodah Zarah. Now again, it doesn't say over there what the din is for the Yochid. That's supposed to have Zayin in Bamidbar. The Im Nefesh Achatech Etebishkada, which again paraphrases the din of the Korban on all other Averas, but here the din of a Yochid when it comes to Avodah Zarah is not Kisba O Seira, but rather V'Yikriva Eiz Bach Natalachata. So you do not have now the option of the Kisba versus Yira. Fine. Those details all will be discussed. Here too the detail is missed. What about if it's more than one Nefesh? What constitutes the Eidah? Fine. This is our background material, and we will now begin, and as usual, the Masechet begins with assumptions, which only gradually become more and more scrutinized, so that we finally figure out that the things that we took for granted in the opening of the Masechta are, they ain't necessarily so. We find out some of them are machlokes, and maybe it was a bit misrepresented, and all of that we shall begin today. Now, because this is one of those neglected Masechta, which is similar to the Yerushalmi's, where we have a lot of different Yerushalmi's, and also a minimal number of Tosafot, actually, was originally printed without Tosafot at all. Because of that, the pages are very long. So it's going to, unfortunately, be a lot of long dapim. Very exciting, I'm sure. But, well, it wouldn't be bad if it was spread out over 28th daf instead of 14th daf, and then we could do a better job. Unfortunate.
Phantom the Hedeker Masechet.
Wait a minute. We haven't even started. Horu Beit Din. La'avor alachat mikol mitzvot ha'amurot ba'Torah. So suppose that Beit Din is to'er with a hora'ah, and that means that it's not that Beit Din did the chait. It didn't say anything about that. It says ne'alam me'enei ha'adah, but not necessarily the edah was the enei ha'adah themselves were chotei, but they were more that something is mutter, which actually was asur. So that's what they say, a particular type of chelev is not chelev. It's called instead shuman, which is mutar. Chelev is nisakaret. There's some areas in which there's serious machloketin. Is this considered to be chelev? Is it considered to be shuman? So suppose they were more or on something, and they said it's mutter. The halacha yachid v'asa shogeg al piyeh. An individual goes, and he relies on the Beit Din, and he eats that chelev. Bein sha'asu, and this is whether the Beit Din did it, and he simply followed along. When they did it, they all had a piece of lish at McDonald's. Or bein sha'asu v'asa harehem, or he saw that they did it, and then later he went ahead and also got himself a sandwich. Bein shelo asu, or even if the Beit Din never did anything, they just told him, and he relied on that v'asa. In any of these cases, even the last one, he would be patur, mipnei shetalav beit din, because after all, he was relying on the Beit Din, and therefore, he is not chayav of his own carbon, they are chayav of the carbon. None of this is true, but we'll see. There's a machloket later on, and our Mishnah is one shita. In reality, the takalocha is that the only time where the yochid doesn't bring is where the tzibur actually was chotei. And not the Beit Din, but the tzibur. In other words, you need that rove of the tzibur. Should have been chotei, then the yochid is chotei. But otherwise, the yochid is chayev, as we'll see. Horu Beit Din. Now, this is all based on the assumption that relying on Beit Din patters you from a carbon. And therefore, that's the only issue that needs to be considered. La halacha, two separate issues need to be considered. One is your reliance on Beit Din, And the other is the extent of the social assumptions that are made. So that even if, as we end up asking, an individual is absolutely responsible for his own actions in a case where he's relying on Beit Din, and it is no excuse to say that God, the God of Ador told me, the Beit Din HaGadol told me, who told you that you're supposed to listen to them to do this? But if Rove of the Tzibur was Eitei, and then Beit Din was maybe a Korban, that's also, well, when does Beit Din maybe a Korban? Only in those circumstances. Then the Yochid is in fact Potter, because of the Korban and Beit Din. Is that because Beit Din's Korban potters him? Or is that because the additional fact that the Tzibur as a whole was Eitei potters him? Because you can't expect an individual, he may be able to stand up against authority, but he can't stand up against the internet. That's the question that our daf will also raise. Because if the point is that you can't stand up to the internet, but you don't necessarily need to believe that it's Pesach Beit Din, so then you ought to be patur if most people assume that something is mutter, even if Beit Din was never more than mutter. That will be the nafkamin el halacha. So will something that everybody is doing, everybody eats at the restaurant, they've all got big white ears, long black things, the fact that they're serving chalev, I'm supposed to think they're serving chalev when the ganze welt eats in this restaurant. That's the question, which we'll see later on. So here, our Mishnah, I can't believe this, Richie takes your place, not vice versa. Now you're taking Barnea's place. So our Mishnah makes everything dependent on one question only. Did you rely on Beit Din? So it's a Mishnah Talah Beit Din. Horu Beit Din. Now suppose Beit Din was more that something is more. V'yadachad me'em shetol. One of the members of Beit Din disagreed with the talk of Beit Din. They paskin against it. They took a vote and he was in the minority. Or for that matter, even if he wasn't a member of the Beit Din, even if he's a Talmid that's sitting there, who was Ra'ui Lo Ra'ah himself, which we'll discuss what that means in the Gemara. And he went ahead and was semech on the roof. Valach v'asal p'yem. Again, bein sha'asu v'asa imahem, bein sha'asu v'asa achrayem, bein sha'lo asu v'asa, hareis ha'chayav. In that case, it would be chayav. Why? Bein sha'lo tala b'beit din. He didn't think that they were right. So he wasn't semech on the beit din to do this. And therefore, he brings his own korban. Oh, ask the Gemara, but he's amazing then, to be discussed. But you'll notice that the Mishnah is constructed very poorly. Because if you want to end with the words Areza Chayav, you should have said that he's Chayav in the opposite way. He's Chayav not only if he did it and they didn't do it, not only if he did it after they did it, but even if he did it along with them, instead it sends it in the opposite direction. That's a little bit strange, because the chiddush would have been to run it through the opposite way, because over here you're trying to tell me they're fine. That too the Gemara will discuss. Zehaklal, and of course Zehaklal always adds something, we're going to need to figure out what is it adding, since it seems merely repetitive. Zehaklal. Says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, La'olam ein Beit Din chayavim ad shiomru lehem mutarimatem. It's not enough that the Beit Din says, we believe that this is Shuman, not Chela. Omar Shmuel, La'olam ein Beit Din chayavim ad shiomru lehem mutarimatem. You have to say to them, this is absolutely mutar. Rav Dimi says, even that's not enough. Rav Dimi Minardo says, they have to say, mutarimatem. So not that it is definitely mutter. You are allowed to go ahead and do what we're saying is mutter. This is mutter to eat. That's not enough, says Rav Dimi. This is mutter to eat. I have to say, you can go ahead and eat this. Right. It's more than halacha lamaaseh. Hora alamaaseh. It's telling you what to do, not simply what the din is. Right? My timer. Because anything less than that, lo nigmara hora'ah. So unless the Beit Din says that you can go ahead and do this, as opposed to simply saying this is mutter, you don't have a complete hora'ah. Omer Abaye, we can prove that. Afanan namitinim. Chazar li'iro, in a similar halacha, where the mirror image of these din. Over there the din is, one of the members of Sanhedrin refuses to accept the din. Where someone is royal or ra'ah, refuses to accept the din in the Beit Din. That's called a zaken mamre. Now over there, the concept is also built around hora'ah. In which case, whatever defines hora'ah there is what defines hora'ah here. And over there it says, that if this zaken goes back to his city, after hearing the Beit Din say, this thing is usher, or this thing is mutter. And he goes back, and he says the opposite. V'limeit k'derech shelimeit, says, I hold the business is wrong, this thing is mutter. He's mutter. It's only if he says you can do it, then he's chayav. So you see that there too, the concept of mamre, which requires hora'a, is to actually pass him not simply halacha lemaisa, but lasot halacha lemaisa. Rabbi Abba, afanan namitnina. We have another raya from the Mishnah. Horula beidin lehinase. Suppose a single witness comes that testifies that a woman's husband drowned. And we don't have two witnesses. The din is, if for complicated reasons, we rely on such a case with the Horat Beidin. So the Beidin tell her, okay, you can go and get married. And she goes, and she stops, sleeps around with a guy. Then it turns out her husband is alive. So she says, I didn't know I was married. Nonetheless, she is chayevet bekorban. Because lo itiru lo elaminase, they said you can get married. Did we ever say you can sleep around? She said, well, I understand what's different than the same thing. You're telling me my husband is dead. Had she gotten married, she wouldn't have been chayev. Okay? So you see clearly that it's only what we call smicha on beidin, is smicha on the specific thing that they're saying. Now, Rashi learns that the diak is from the words horu beidin lihinase. But the other is shoinim rechelik. That's not the point over here. The point is from the din itself, not from the lashon. But since there's a difference between lihinase or to be mitkalkelet, clearly it must be that it's only called smicham beidin to do precisely what they say. Omer Avina, I too have a rise. We're three different places where we could see this. Yesod of Rav Dimi. Horu beidin la'avor alachat mikol mitzvot amurot b'torah. That's what it is. La'avor. That's what it says. To be over. Not that it's mutter. To lo midin. There's nothing more to discuss. It's absolutely clear that that's the din. Now, Ikiri Yamer, there are others who had it in the opposite direction. That what Shmuel said was that ein beitin chayavin, achi amrule mutarim atem la'asot. It was Shmuel who said you're only going to be chayav in beitin. The Bezdin itself is only chayav when they say the words, you can do this. And it was Rav Dimi who said, then no, you don't need to say you can do this. You can just say, this is mutter for you, without saying you can actually do it. That's also called Nigmar Ahora'ah. Now, in this version, the three things that were proofs to Rav Dimi in the original versions are questions on Rav Dimi in this version. Why it is, says Tosa, that we didn't view them as questions on Shmuel in the first version, since they seem to anyway. We don't say Tiyufta to Shmuel Tiyufta. Why not? Because there we could have understood Rav Dimi as explaining what Shmuel was saying. Mutarim atem. Says Rav Dimi, that means not mutarim atem theoretically. Mutarim atem lasot. That's what Shmuel meant. But now that it's inverted, and he's saying, nah, you don't have to say mutarim atem lasot, so now I can disprove from the three cases that I can show you that that's absolutely not the case. So in this version, it's a kasha. Amar Rabbi Volo, Tadan Halchim. We see differently in the Mishnah, namely, Chazar li'iro v'shanah, only if orela asot chayav. Furthermore, says Rabbi Abba v'lal tananochi, doesn't say that in my Mishnah. It says oru be'ala beitin linase v'alchava kilkala chayevet bekorban. Shlo itiru la'ala linase. They were only matir to get married, so clearly it's not enough to speak in generality. Rom Ravina, don't say that in my Mishnah either. Hello to Danarchi. It says, Horu beitin la'avor, halachat mikom mitzvot amurot b'torah. Clearly, Rav Dimi, according to this, is wrong to lomid it. It has to be the way that Shmuel said in the second lashon, namely that mutarim atem lasa. Okay, then it says, v'alacha yachid, v'asa shogeg alpihem. Now, what does that just mean, v'asa shogeg alpihem? Halacha yachid v'asa alpihem is the point. Why are you saying, halacha yachid v'asa shogeg alpihem? So, v'nitne v'asa alpihem, is that the point? If he was samech on the beitin, then that's defining shogeg. So why are you saying, v'asah shogeg alpihem? Omar Rava, shogeg is coming to tell you a very big kiddush. Suppose beitin was moreh, that this type of chelev is mutar. And somebody confused a piece that really was mutar. He thought this was a piece that really was mutar. And it was actually this thing. It was chelev. But beitin anyway said this for sure. But he didn't even know about that. So even that is mutar. That's the point. Even though he's not being semech on them, nonetheless he's potter. So if it's nitchalef le lo chelev bishuman ve'achlo, potur, it would still be patur because somebody who is holech and is osa alpihem, there's two cases here. Alpihem, shogeg alpihem. The shogeg part is where he indeed thought it was something else, and the alpihem part is where he knew it was this, but he was senech on them. So there's two different dinim over here. One is real shogeg, one is alpihem shogeg. Both are potter. Why are they potters? We'll see, because the halacha is that if, anyway, you wouldn't have done anything differently had you known what it was you were shogging about, then you don't bring a korban. Okay. Now, ikari amri others say that, no, actually what Rav said was the opposite. Why does it say shogeg alpihem? Because only if it's shogeg alpihem, it's potter. But if it's shogeg not alpihem, then it's chayim. So it's saying, what type of shogeg is potter? Only the shogeg which is relying on Beit Din. But a shogeg that's not relying on Beit Din, where nitchalef lo shuman for chaylev, then he would be chayav. The exact opposite. So is the question is, do we read this as either shogeg or alpihem? Or do we read it as only a shogeg alpihem? That's the question. Now, the truth is that one way or the other, Rava had a solution to the question. I mean, either in one direction or the other direction. But either Rava was being medayik here, that you're definitely potter if you do it b'shogeg on something that was aro beitin, or Rava saying you're definitely chayav. Now, this means that it was a milta de pshita leila rava. To him, it was clear what the answer was. Rami Bar Choma asked this, and he didn't know what the answer was. Rami boy leila Rami Bar Choma. The boy Rami Bar Choma Gufa asked what the din would be in such a case. Suppose Beit Din was mora halacha, that chelav is mutter. And this guy was nitchalef lo b'shuman. And he ate it not because he was samech on Beit Din, but because he made a simple mistake in identification. Omar Rava, so here, Rava answered Rami Bar Choma from our Mishnah. Toshma, halacha yachid vasa shogeg alpihem. Shogeg alpihem lomali. Why does it have to say shogeg? It could have just said alpihem. Must be, lav la tuye. Is it not to add this case? Exactly. That if horu Beit Din, that chelav is mutar, when the kalach la chelav b'shumen v'ochlo, that he's still patur? Says the Gemara, maybe just the opposite. Maybe Dilma, only shogeg alpihem is patur. But this chalav lo chalav b'shuma v'yochlo is chayef. What kind of rye is that? So Rami Bar Choma said gufa for the very same reason that we have two approaches in Rava. Tainan Rami Bar Choma. How do you know which one is right yourself? Whichever it was that Rava had that. And indeed there's an ikane amri in this case too. That Rava answered Rami Bar Choma the opposite way. And Omar Rava Tashma Halach Yachid Vatsar Shogeg Alpihem. My love, what does that mean? Does it not mean only Shogeg Alpihem with the Fatah? But had it been Chalav L'Chalav B'Shuman V'Ochlo, he would have been Chayav. And indeed in the Ikani Amri, Rami says back, how do you know? Dilma, maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe O Shogeg O Alpihem. How do you know that it's all meant to be read together? And the truth is that these two approaches are indeed a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Horu Beit Din Shechelev Mutar. And this guy didn't rely on Beit Din. It was Nitchalef Lo Chelev B'Shuma V'Ochlo. Rav Amar Patur, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav. Now, question is, can we indeed sustain both shitas of the Amoraim in light of the Diyukim and the Pasuk made in the Bright? Made. We darsh in the Pasuk that we just looked at together, Pasuk Chav Zayin, V'Nefesh Echad Techeta Bishkaga Me'Amoretz Ba'asota Achat Mi'Mitzvot Hashem Asher Lo Te'asena V'Hashem. What does that mean? It means Me'Amoretz is not everybody. It has to be an Amoretz that it would be Asota. And that does not include the Mumer, because the Mumer would do it anyway. Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. Now, the gears over here that some had was you don't need to be medayikit from the me'ama aret and lo kol ama aret, and that there's somebody that doesn't bring, namely a mumer. Enot sorry, because harayu omer asher lo te'asena. If a nefesh achat does something b'shogeg, which was something asher lo te'asena, meaning v'yashem, he ho hodai lav chatato, he would not have done it if he hadn't been b'shogeg. And then only if when he finds out, he says, oh my God. So then he brings a chatas. And Mumra wouldn't have done it. He said, oh, what's different? So Ashavni the Ato, someone who, if he would have known, wouldn't have done what he did. Only such a person is maybe Korban al-Shiyu Yato. But Lo Shavni the Ato, enonevi korban al shiriyado. Now, in reality, this girsa enot tzarich is wrong because, as we're going to see later, the prop lamumer that we saw in the reisha is not referring to the case we thought it was. And it's not that Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi is agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan, right? Is agreeing with the Tanna Kamma here. And he's just saying, you don't need to come on to that. There's a difference. He's actually disagreeing, as it turns out. And there's something that's hidden here between the lines in what Tanna Kamma is saying, which we don't need to get into. But the point is clearly that the only time that you're going to bring a korban is if, had you known the mistake, you wouldn't have done it. But in this case, even if you had known the mistake, you still would have done it because Beit Din said it was mutter. So how can you learn the tzad that says that you'd be chayiv? How could you be chayiv if even if you had known you would have done it anyway? It says over here, if you would have known you'd done it anyway, you're potter. Hello, mi'itat, that's true. Hello, shavmi idiatohu. Now do you like that? So how could Rabbi Yochanan possibly say that in such a case, nonetheless, you would still be chayev on your own? You should be potter because you would have done it anyway. The case of the nischaliflo. Even if he had known what he was doing wrong, he would have done it because he thought it was right. Correct. That's not a problem, says Rabbi Omer of Papa, Kasava, Rabbi Yochanan. Given the chimit yadu levedina hadribahu vuhu nami hadar bay shavmi idiato karinome. Since had Beit Din known, and when they would find out, they would say, "Oy vey, we made a mistake." So therefore, had he known the reality, he too would have said, "Oy vey," and he would have been shavmi idiato. The fact that we happen to be at a particular point in time in which Beit Din made a mistake doesn't mean he's not a shavmi idiato. He's ultimately a shavmi idiato, and therefore that's not excluded from the pasuk that would be mamay at the moment. So this is not a problem for Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore he's chay. Omar Rava, moder Rav. Rav is moder, though, an interesting thing. Suppose we have a population that is lit exactly in half. He's the one that will make the difference between Rov the Tzibur and not Rov the Tzibur. He's not Mashim Rov the Tzibur, because what he did wasn't Al Pi Beit Din. It doesn't matter one way or the other whether he'd be Potter if Beit Din brought a Korban or wouldn't be Potter. That's irrelevant. The question is, was the Tzak of Beit Din the basis of the Hanhag of Rov of the Tzibur? And it wasn't. It was only the Tzak of half of the Tzibur. And therefore, Moda Rav She'enel Mashlim LaRov Tzibur. My taima, Omar Kra Bishkaga. There's one Shigaga. If they're all involved in that Shigaga, which is defined by Beit Din, then they add up. But if they're not all involved in that Shigaga that is defined by Beit Din, they don't add up. It's a different issue. So Achu Kulan Bishigaga Akha.
How do we know that?
How do we know what?
That it's Kulan Bishigaga.
What do you mean? Because it
says in Shigaga that they all need
it. The pasuk we were dashing, we have the im nefesh achat aser b'shkaga, as opposed to the im b'enei aida nesta lishkaga. Nesta lishkaga, right? The gear says mitukan, and it should say lishkaga. That's what it's using. Yeah. The bishkaga is a reference to the offering. So it's a reference to the wrong pasuk. It should have said lishkaga.
Yeah. So there's an unpointed thing.
Right, because it has nothing to do with the tibur. It has to be this shaga. Not that it happens to be that you have a rov of the tibur doing this avera. This is a guy who is mischalef, like wasn't relying on beating. Bein sha'asu v'asa imahem. So why do we need three cases? Bein sha'asu v'asa imahem. Bein sha'asu v'asa chayem. Bein sha'lo asu v'asa. What's the point? Well, the point is, I understand the point of the ratio. You don't have to tell me. I said it's lo zuavs. So it's not only where he actually did it together with him. So there it makes sense. That's it. If they did it and he did it, I understand. Mamash, I mean, I'm sitting there eating together with the Gadol HaDor. I mean, what? Or if I did it the next day even, it's almost the same. Or even if I didn't see him do it at all, because he didn't do it. Okay, each one is a bigger chiddush. You'll say, just say the last one. That's the derech of the Mishnah, to gradually increase the chiddush, called lozuav. But in the Reisha, in the Sefer, what do I need to say it for? Over there we're trying to say that you're chayev. So then it should have said it the other way around. You're chayev even if. And start from the other direction. So say for the lechiyuva, ipchami boile, why doesn't it say it the other way around? Haru Beit Din, and one of them knew that they were wrong. So then, even though it doesn't matter, he would be chayev under any and all circumstances. Not only would he be chayev if he did it on his own and they didn't do it, and so on. And he would be chayev even if he did it with them, all the way up. Instead it goes in the other direction. So, why does he do it the other way around? Okay, I mean, that's also a less common, but an acceptable form of a Mishnah, which is called Zo Ve'in Tzarech Lomar Zu, under any and all circumstances. V'yada, Echad Mihem Sheta'u, Ol Talmid V'ra'ui Lohora'ah. So now the Gemara says two different cases. One of the Beit Din knows, or a Talmid knows, who is Ra'ui Lohora'ah. Amar Rava, the point over here is that there are indeed two different elements. And if I would have not mentioned both of them, I would have made a mistake. I would have felt like, suppose I would have just known the din of someone who can be more. I would have said, okay, such a person who has his own keach, svara, and he knows the halachas, such a person is chay. But suppose somebody knows the al shulchan aruch, but he's unable to be more aruch. He's not able to apply halacha outside of the stated case that he wants. So he's a gomir, but he's not sevir, he's not mevin dover mitoch dover, to be able to now analyze the case, see how it's different, and so on. So I would have said, listen, a guy like that, that knows that Besdin is wrong, doesn't really know that Besdin is wrong, because he figures, you know, look, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, this is it, but what do I know? I don't know how to apply the din to this. Maybe this particular case is unique, and so on. So such a guy, you'd say, doesn't really know that Besdin is wrong. Kamash Malan, that even such a person is chai of his own kor. Omar Le Abaye, it doesn't say that. It says Talmid that was Ro'ui Lohora'ah. If it's Ro'ui Lohora'ah, then he is Gomer V'Savir, isn't he? Says Rava, you're not understanding what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, Imi Ahi Havamina Hanimili Gomer V'Savir, Avo Gomer V'Lo Savir, Lo. Tana Ro'ui Lohora'ah Mimishnei Tera. What I'm saying is the extra words are there. It's not that the words mean that. It's that we didn't need to say them at all. Talmud Ro'ui Lo Ra'ah definitely means Gomer V'Savir. But the question was, what do I need both Echad Mihem and Talmud? That's coming to tell me from the extra words, not from the meaning of the words. But the extra words of Talmud is to teach me that even Gomer V'Lo Savir. Now, there's another gears here, which most don't have. And even Savir V'Lo Gomer. Which is first a little bit weird. Savir v'lo gomer. He's able to apply the law, but he doesn't have the necessary data. I mean, that's a strange thing to say. But furthermore, where would we get that from? So in this version of the Girza, what Rav is referring to is the extra word Talmid and Ro'i lo ra'ah. If you mean Ro'i lo ra'ah, that's what he's saying, Mishnah Yedera. Say Ro'i lo ra'ah. You're saying Talmida Ro'i lo ra'ah. You're saying two different things. Talmid maybe is gomer, but he's not your Ro'i lo ra'ah. Ro'i lo ra'ah must have come and tell me something else. So therefore, one of them is a gomer v'lo savir, and one of them is a savir v'lo gomer. That's a very different approach to this. Now, you say, therefore, and this is why most of the Rishonim don't have this, ro'ui lo ra'ah is still a Talmid. Talmid v'ro'ui lo ra'ah. Where do you find a Talmid who's ro'ui lo ra'ah? If he's a Talmid and he's ro'ui lo ra'ah, so he already has his own smicha, he's a don lifte. What makes him a Talmid? Now, it's not called a Talmud. No, the Chorana says the Gemara, there are such people. There's Shimon ben Azza, Shimon ben Zoma, who despite the fact that they were Ruin Lo Ra'ah, and we quote them, as Adanim Lifnei Chachamim, they continued to act as if they were Talmidim, and were not actually Meira in the Beit Din. They were Dan Lifnei Chachamim, and because of that, they were given that name. Adanim Lifnei Chachamim, remember when the Gemara goes through, who is the Achayrim, who's the Danim Lifnei Chachamim? Is Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zim. And now, Abaya asks, if that's the case, what about David's question? So then they're amazing. Shimon ben Zim understands. So isn't he amazing? He knows it's wrong. He's saying, he brings a carbon. Why does he bring a carbon? You don't bring a carbon if you do something knowing that it's wrong. You only bring a carbon if you think that it was okay. How could they think it was okay? So Bishleim, if he wasn't someone like Shimon ben Nazai, I understand. He got confused. He figures the best that says it's okay. It's probably okay and I'm wrong. But Shimon ben Nazai is not going to be fooled by that. So then he's doing it amazing. Says Rav, this bothers you? So now how are you going to understand the Braita? What did Tanya ba'asota achat? Yochid oseh b'fei atzmo is chayim. Morat beitin patur. Keitza. Horu beitin shechelev mutar. So the best of his merit, this particular type of chelev is mutar. V'noda le'achad mihem shetohu. Or, was noda talmid is yoshev lifneim. V'ro'i lo ra'a kagon. Shimon ben Azai? Yeah? Now what are you going to say? It says Beferish, Shimon ben Azza. Don't look at me, okay? Yochol Yehei Patur, you might think he doesn't bring a carbon. Tamil Omar Ba'al Sota, Achat, Yachid Oseh Api Atzvo Chayav, Bora'at Beitin Patur. So now, how are you going to explain it? What indeed is the din? Now, the gears that we have, Tosfos says is wrong, and you'll see in a moment why it's wrong. Because the only thing, the only thing that we bring that's new in this Braita is the fact that the Braita actually says the thing that he gave as the example in the Mishnah. So what we're really talking about is the Braita. We're not talking about a different case. The way we have the Girsa, it's, well, you're going to have to agree that that's the case over there, so that's true in my case. There's no case over there in my case. It's all the same case. Therefore, this format was inserted. This often happens when somebody who's being matik, the Gemara, is used to the format. So the moment he hears the word v'latamech, boop, that's format 48c. It's exactly what you think. The moment you're v'latamech, hadatanya, and how does that end? Ela, what are you going to say? So therefore, hadidi, that's the format. V'latamech, ela, and then hadidi. But there is no separate hadidi in this age. Therefore, the only meaning of v'latamech, if we're goris it, is, oh, you think this is my own explanation? So what will you do with this? Now, when we come to the question, it's not saying, so what are you going to do? It's what are we going to do? So the Gemara is saying, okay, so what's indeed the pshat? So Echemash Kachat, where indeed would it be called a shoge? Kigon de Yoda to us. Of course he knows it's us. He believes this business of mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim. You know, they tell you this. Whatever they tell you, that's the truth.
That's a shoge.
And that's a shoge. He actually falls into that trap of believing that you're supposed to do what the Besdin tells you. And of course, there's no such halacha. So because of that, that's the shogeg. He went ahead and he eats now chelev, thinking the Besdin says it's mutter. You're supposed to listen to the Besdin, even if you know that they're wrong. You're not supposed to listen to the Besdin if you know that they're wrong. Memela, it's called a shogeg because he made the mistake of thinking that that was the halacha. Now this gears at lididi nami the tov b'mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim. That doesn't make sense with this approach. There's no lididi nami. Tosfos says in the Sforim of Uriot that he saw brought from Eretz Yisrael, this line didn't appear because indeed it doesn't really add up. No, Zakin Mamri is somebody who tells other people to do differently. He's more at halacha to do differently than the Beit Din test. He can't be semech on Besdin when Besdin says something's mutter and he knows it's also. Who cares what they say? He knows they're wrong. There's no, in other words, this idea that Beit Din defines the truth is not so. Beit Din does not define the truth. The only time Beit Din defines the truth is when it comes to Kiddush Achod. Because over there we have a special pasuk that says, Atem afilu mutaim. But with in other dinim, they're wrong. So as the Chinuch says, mita'amea mitzvah. It's kedai to have a mitzvah that you can rely on Beit Din, because even if they're wrong, it's very rare that they're wrong. You have to have some authority, otherwise everyone will always be going out pasking halachas, even they're not right to pasking halachas. But mi ikra din, of course, it doesn't change the fact that they're wrong. So if you happen to know, then you can't rely on it. As the Chinuch himself is Masbir, Asher Yorucha, that Yorucha makes indeed horror to you. So at least they have to be Mishabesh, his Losh is Mishabesh Alecha Da'atcha. They have to at least confuse you, maybe you're wrong. So maybe you're wrong, okay. That's exactly what Gemara was entertaining here. That's where he gets it from. Because, Shimon ben Azza, it wouldn't even be Mishabesh Lev Da'ato. That's the point, that's his ear. Beautiful insight into the Gemara. So Zerklal, now we add another klal, which has to be telling me something new. So Zerklal Latuyimai, what indeed is the something new that's added with this klal? So Latuyimai, Latuyimivaet Bohora'ah. There's two issues over here. One is Hatoleh Atzmo Chayav, and Hatoleh Beit Din is Patur, right? So Hatoleh Atzmo is Chayav. We have two different things that we have to be Atuye. Two things. One is the Zerklal Hatoleh Atzmo Chayav. The other is Hatoleh Beit Din is Patur. So one case is if a guy is Mevaet Bohora'ah. He generally, he won't accept what the Beit Din says. So in this case, he decides that, well, the Beis Din says it's Mutter. I always wanted to eat McDonald's, you know. So he goes and he buys a McDonald's. Come off it, we don't. That's not called, that's somebody who's Mevayet Me'orah all the time. So what all of a sudden now, you're saying now, well, now, you know, after all they said, so such a person is not included because he isn't somebody. He's somebody that's also Piyatzma. Now you're listening. And what is the other case? Tolebi Beit Din is Latiyimai. That's where Beit Din was Mora. And they found out that they made a mistake and they issued a tikkun. We made a mistake. And in that case, the guy who was Seimech on them may not know of this. So he's still Seimech on them, but the Hora is not exempt anymore. Nonetheless, he was Kolebe Beidi, says the Gemara, but that's a Beferish Mishnah later on. I mean, why would we need to say Zeaklal in order to add a case that a Mishnah discusses Beferish? Just wait till the Mishnah discusses it. No, that's not so problematic. Tani Vadar Mefarish. We often find that a Beit Din, a Mishnah, says a din in a general sense without explaining the details, and later on goes on to explain the details. So in a case where a Yachid was Semech on a Beit Din, and he didn't know that the Beit Din had found out that they made a mistake, that's also called Tola Beit Din. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Meshua. The whole Mishnah is not even true. It's only the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Zut divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, specifically the Amar who holds Yachid she'asah b'ora'at Beit Din is hotter. So an individual, not a rov of the tzibur, who does what a Beit Din says is hotter, even though the Beit Din is not bringing the carbon, he's hotter because of the fact that he relied on the Beit Din. You understand? That is a completely different approach. Because we could understand the Ptur of Parel and Davar Shel Tzibur is that the Tzibur takes responsibility for each individual. Or we can understand that the Parel and Davar Shel Tzibur is because of the fact that I was Semech on Beit Din. And it's just a condition of when Beit Din is supposed to bring is only if it's Rov HaTzibur. But the fact that the Yochid is Potter is specifically because he relied on Beit Din. And that's the way our Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying, anybody who relies on Beit Din is Potter. But that's not true, according to the Chachamim. And we don't pass it like this Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we'll see where he gets from. That the Ptur is not the fact that the individuals end up getting a carbon that the Tzibur brings for them. It's simply that they're not high of a carbon in the first place. Whether the Tzibur brings a carbon or doesn't bring a carbon. And that is the Shita that a Yochid, who was also Barad Beit Din is Patur, Avo Chachamim Amrim, Yochid Shasa Barad Beit Din is Chayav. And the only time that there's a Ptur is where Rov of the Tzibur did the Chayav. Then the Beit Din does bring a carbon, and then when the Beit Din brings a carbon, the Yechidim don't bring a carbon. But if the Yachid is Tehila beBeit Din, the act, that's not a reason not to bring a carbon. You should have known better than to listen to the guys with the long beard. So Memela, there's no such a law.
He knew he
asked. What's that? Yes!
He should have known. If he asked and the Beit Din told him...
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
He knew he wouldn't want to the Beit Din.
But he didn't know this is a Maida not knowing. He didn't know that even when he asked, he can't rely on what he's told. He didn't ask them that. Suppose he would have asked them, but if you turn out to be wrong, will I have to bring a carbon? They'll say, sure. He didn't tell me that. You didn't ask. Right?
People say, ask after all, if you come up with mine, you can always be telling on
it. It's not going to help. My kids always say that to me. They say, yeah, it's okay. It's okay, and we're chayav chatas, or it's okay? No, this is based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerushalayim. Basically, you can't trust anybody. There's nothing that takes away the responsibility of an individual. But that's what we were just talking about. Sounds absolute. Here we find out that it's not. That the Rambam says, that's why this is here in this Seder. It's all about Korbanos. Why isn't it in Kashrut? Because it's coming to define the things that Beit Din is relied upon. It follows Sanhedrin. So we need to know what Sanhedrin can say. We need to know what happens when Sanhedrin is wrong. But that's essentially the Zikin issue. There's deeper in Yonim than that, but we'll talk about it this year. But let's continue now. The Chachamim, on the other hand, they say that a Yochid is also Barat Beit Din is Chayav. Now, where do we see this machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? My Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. Getting to the pasuk, v'nefesh achat tachatebish kaga be'asotam. Now notice that there are actually three separate exclusionary words here. Nefesh is singular. Achat is singular. Ba'atota is specific. In all of these cases, nefesh techeta, achat techeta, and be'asotah. Tehera. That means Arayev Shlosha Miyutim. These are three separate Miyutim. Each one needs to be darshan separately. Now, one of them is darshan, that indeed, if two people do a Malacha on Shabbos, so over there, let's say one is Oker L'Chefet, one is Minyat. So then he didn't do the whole thing. Yeah. The other one is talking about where each one could have done it, and they do the whole thing together. So over there, they're also. The third one is coming to be Mamayit, a Yachid, who is Aisek, Alpi Beitin, it's only Basodah on his own, but not if he does it Alpi Beitin. So that means he has a Pasek to tell me that I was Emik Piatzmo, only Basodah, then he's Chayah, but if he did it Borat Beitin, then he's Pater. Okay, so this is Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know how we know it's Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't say Divri Rabbi Yehuda, but that's what I was going to say later. I don't know the Rabbi. Okay, and where's the other sheet? My Rabbanan. Titania. Now, we're sort of entering in the middle of a bright over here, okay? Nefesh techeta, achat techeta, ba'asota. Now, this is occurring in the middle of a brayta, and the middle of the brayta, the beginning of the brayta, goes like, since it says be'asola, so you might think that that means nefesh achad is only an individual. We saw. In other words, the interim between an individual and kolayda, we don't know. What defines kolayda? Literally everybody. How about anything in between? Your potter? Nobody brings a korban. What about if it's rov? What about if it's two people? What about if it's a minion? So there, the brayta brings first, me'am ha'aretz. Am means whatever it is. However many people there are, even if they would be merubim. But still, I would think, without further information, continues now, that miut kahal shechatu chayavim, the only reason that a miut is chayav, now we don't know what this means, miut is chayav, where there was a horat beitin, or where there was not a horat beitin. But we'll try to figure that in a moment. But I still would say to myself, okay, a miut of a kahal that is chote is chayav. You know why? Because Besdin isn't bringing a korban for them. She'ein beitin mevim na yadayim par. But if rov of the kahal is chatu, then they should be potter. Because Beit Din is mevin ha'idayim par. So how do I know that even rov, Talmud Lomar, me'ama aretz afilu ruba? Therefore it comes to tell me, even if it's the rov, because it doesn't matter what an ama aretz is, whether it's a lot of people or a small number of people. And for that matter, afilu kula. Now, hold on a second. You're saying now that everybody brings a korban. What are we talking about? We're talking about b'shigigat maaseh, or are we talking about a hora'ah? So, ilay b'shigigat maaseh. If we're to understand, the bright over here is a reference to somebody doing something without Besdin's involved. And the question over here is, if everybody does it, does that make it mutter? I mean, that's the question. So then nobody feels the responsibility, because on the internet it says, okay, it's okay. Everybody says it's okay. It can't mean that. Because then how the heck did Beit Din get involved? What do you mean? Because Beit Din brings it, Beit Din doesn't get involved on the internet. So Beit Din, my avidatai, what's Beit Din doing over here? If it was not Borat Beit Din, and it was b'shigigat maaseh, remember, those are the two extremes. Did you do it b'shigigat maaseh, the act you did b'shogeh, or you did the act b'beisit, but the ora was the shogeh, right? So if we're talking about the act, then it has nothing to do with Beis Din. The whole brayta makes absolutely no sense. What are you saying? Maybe the reason that the individuals bring a korban is because Beis Din doesn't bring a korban for them. Beis Din? What Beis Din? Of course Beis Din doesn't bring a korban. Beis Din doesn't bring a korban for anybody. Beis Din doesn't bring a korban for the whole tzibur either. Beit Din mimaita shlobo ra'ah? It's not a din in the Torah that if the rov of the tzibur is chayte, Beis Din brings a korban for them. That's not what it says. It says that the Beis Din made a mistake. Not that Beis Din's taking responsibility for the tzibur. Whole different issue. So if that's the case, it can't be talking about b'shigiyat maaseh. Ela, what's it talking about? B'hora'ah. So then what do you bring me a raya for the Pasuk Me'ama Oretz? The Pasuk Me'ama Oretz is talking about the second din of the Yachid. That doesn't occur in Me'ene HaKahal Nestabish Kaga. It doesn't say over there Me'ama Oretz. It says Me'ama Oretz in Pasuk of Zayin. V'oki k'tiv Me'ama Oretz b'shigat ma'aseh u'dichtiv. How could we bring a raya from Me'ama Oretz to a din in Ora? It's the opposite Pasuk. It's crazy. So the only thing it could mean is this. What it means is like this. If a miut kal is chote, b'shigigat ha-maaseh, right? Not b'horat beit. They bring a korban. But I could say to myself like this. Maybe the reason they bring a korban is because Beit Din will never bring a korban on Yechid. Which means that Yechidin, and that would be even if Beit Din had made a mistake, Because unless you have the additional social pressure of the internet opinion, then there's bechlal no such thing as pottering a yochid from his head. So since a yochid, even if there had been horat beitin, the beitin would not have been bringing for them a parbo hora'ah. So therefore they are chayev if there is no hora'ah. But you might think that if Rov of the Tzibur does a shigigat ma'aseh, not with a hora'ah. She got myself. But since had there been a hora'ah, there's a difference, and you might ascribe the difference, not to the fact of Beit Din bringing a carbon, but rather to the fact that Beit Din could bring a carbon, which means that the very notion of everybody is doing it means that the yochid, for all intents and purposes, has been coerced into doing it, because he loses his mind in that setting. And the yochid doesn't have an opinion when there's a conventional wisdom. It's a brilliant gemara. It's actually astonishing. Such a beautiful insight into how to parse the chiyuvim over here. Mamish stunning. So you might think that it's the fact that it's possible to bring a carbon on a rov is based on the fact that a rov doesn't have now individual opinions. So they become a mob. And a mob doesn't have opinions. Therefore, even if they did it without a psak based in, they're still a mob. So they shouldn't be chayev. And the question of whether anybody's mechaper for them, that's a different question. If Beis Din was Meira, they'll be mechaper. If not, they won't be mechaper. But certainly the individuals don't bring a carbon ever, if it's a mob. That's what you would think. Therefore, comes along the Torah to say, so Yochel Rov Tetzin and said, Yochel Rov Tzivosh Osir Shigat Maaseh Yuk Turim. Because after all, Beit Din is Beivim Aleim Par. If there had been a Hora'ah, therefore it says in the Chiev of the Yochel, Talmud Lomar Me'am Oretz Afilu Ruvo. Ha! So what do you see from there? That the Yochid is going to bring a carbon no matter what, even Bahora'ah. That's what we're saying. But the Tzibur that doesn't bring a carbon Bahora'ah needs a special pasuk to tell me that when it comes to a Tzibur where there is not a Hora'ah, there's still Chayef as individuals. And the ruling of the Ma per se is not enough to deprive them of individual responsibility. Says Rav Papa, I still don't see the proof. I mean, maybe the meaning of this is that the Yochid will not bring a carbon at all, meaning lo hein velo Beit Din. The point over there is that if they were sonich on Beit Din, it's true that Beit Din doesn't bring a carbon bo ra'ah. But maybe if there had been a ra'ah, they don't bring either. Where does it say over here that they bring in the case of a ra'ah? We're talking about a case where there was no ra'ah. And you were saying, had there been a ra'ah, so for the rabbin, they wouldn't have brought. But maybe had there been a ra'ah for yechidim, the yechidim wouldn't have brought. Maybe nobody would have brought. Not the tzibur, not the yah. Says the Gemara, that's ridiculous. So then, how do you explain the language of the bride? Now, gentlemen, before we look inside, let's just think about it for a moment. It's obvious that this is not supported. Why is it not supported? It can't be the meaning. Because, listen to what was said. Well, that's only when it comes to a yachid. But what about a tzibur? Is a tzibur chayev? Because had there been a hira, so is the tzibur chayev when they do it all together? Why are we looking for the tzibur? You told me now that I haven't even established whether a yachid is chayev, if there's a hira. And now you're coming to turn around and you're saying, but a tzibur, where if there had been a hira, they would be potter. Doesn't that say to you, of course, a yachid, whether it would be a hira, there would be chayev. Otherwise, why are we talking? There's no difference between a yachid and a tzibur. Are you asking whether Hora Pater is a Yochid? No. You're only asking whether Hora Pater is a Tzibur? Also not. You're asking, I understand that there's no reason to suspect that the Yochid would be Pater where there was a Hora, because there's only a Yochid. But what about a Tzibur that would be able to taina that the Bezdin is bringing for me? So then even if the Bezdin isn't bringing for you, maybe there's no Chiyavadi. Isn't that what it's saying? Yes. Clearly that's what it's saying. How could you think that it means what Rav Papa said? That is how Tosfos is geres in this idea. What the heck is the difference between a yachid and a tzibur? There's no difference. Why would we be looking for the tzibur? If it's only based on your initial analysis. That's only true about a yachid, but what about a tzibur where, in fact, where Bezdin does bring a carbon, there the tzibur is potter? Rashi has our gersin. And all of the Rishonim are sharing on Rashi that it doesn't make sense. Because here's Rashi's gersin. Let's take a look at it the way we have it. Says the Gemara, Iyachi, if you'd be right. So then my ira to come ahader al ruba l'chiyuvah. Then why would be looking for an arov? Would a rov be chayev? Wasn't that, again, the way we stopped here and we said, my ita ben ruba lemiuta, which is Tosfos. What difference does it make whether it's a rov or a miut? You haven't established that the miut is any different if the miut is also but. Rashi's gear says, I hachi my arit kamahadar al ruba lechiyuva, lav michlal de miuta, behora'a kainole de mechaiva, behora'a, which is fine. This part is good according to us. And here come the words that are disastrous. V'nihadar bereishal miuta. Isn't the first thing you should do is establish that a yochid is chayev where it's not behira? Because if you aren't sure that in cases where you're potter bohra'a, that in that case you'd be chayev as an individual where there's no hora'a, so why don't you have to establish that by a yochid too? Why are you only establishing that by a tzibur? If you're telling me that a yochid is also potter bohra'a, and you're saying, Rav Papa, maybe nobody brings. So then how do you know that he offered his chayev for shigigat maaseh? The same way you don't know that a tzibur is chayev for shigigat maaseh, because of the fact that if it would be bo'ra, then they would be potter. Now you're saying that's true about a yachid. So first show me that the yachid is chayev. Then you can show me that the tzibur is chayev. Now the reason that this is a ridiculous girsa on the surface is because that's exactly what we just did prove. The first part of the braita, before the words, adayin ani omer, went out to say more than one person. You might think only one person. How do I know more than one person? Talmud Lomar, Me'amaretz, no matter how many people that came from the Amar. No. So what are you saying? Don't you need to establish that? I just did establish that. So therefore, it doesn't make any sense. The Ramas, I understand. That's exactly what we just have. So therefore, he understands that the approach of the Gemara is that this ought to be the discussion about, so what did we just prove? We're reading the words Be'amar's Ba'asota. Okay, so what did we just prove? Did we just prove two people as opposed to a sizable majority? Did we approve? Okay, whatever. That's also a possibility. But it certainly, and some learn that into Rashi. The Rosh pushes that into Rashi, which comes out almost like the Rama. But we understand clearly what's going here. There's no way to support Rav Papa, one way or the other. Whatever particular thing it could have said, it certainly can't say what it does say and have Rav Papa's approach survive. The Brayta is clearly saying, look, that's all very good, Lagabe Yochid. But Lagabe at Sibor, where there's clearly a different din, what would be the din? So what's the different din? The different din is that they're potter by Ora. Now my question is, but why are they potter? Are they potter because they're a mob? Or are they potter because there's a korban being brought for them? Or are they potter because of a combination of those two? That I have to look at the Pasuk to tell me that if there was no hora, then the fact that there being a mob is not itself a reason to pot. Okay, so we've established now that there are two shitot. One that all Zera Yochid brings, even though he's Shemech on Bezdin, which is the approach that we just read, Me'am Haaretz. The other, which is Rabbi Yehuda, who all Zera Yochid does not bring, which is ostensibly the Chachamim. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask, how do you know which is which? It doesn't say anybody's name in either of these writings. So why not say that our Mishnah is the Chachamim, because that's the Das of the Rov, and the other Brayta is the anomaly. And maybe indeed the normative halacha is that a Yochid that is Eiza, al smach beidin, he's telas based, that is potter. Not like you're claiming the Chachamim say here. That we're going to look into further. Who beidin? לעבור על אחד מכל מצוות האמורות בתורה, והלך היחיד ויעשה שוגג על פיהם, בין שעשו ויעשה עמהם, בין שעשו ועשה אחריהם, בין שלא עשו את all, and he was עשה איזבי פוטר, מפני שתלה בבית דין. הראו בית דין וידע אחד מהם שתהו, או תלמיד והוא ראוי להוראה, והלך ויעשה על פיהם, בין שעשו ועשה עמהם, בין שעשו ועשה אחריהם. בין שלא עשו ויעשו, הרי זה חייב מפני שלא תלה בבית דין. זה הכלל, התולה בעצמו חייב, התולה בבית דין פטור. אומר שבו, לעולם אין בית דין חייבים עד שיאמרו להם, מותרים אתם. We have to say to them, this is absolutely mutter. Rav Dimi min Arda amar, no, atshom la mutarim batem lasot, this is mutter for you to do. By time of official on nigma ora'a. Om rabbi afana namitinina, chozer li rov vishana vili med kader shli med patur, hora lasot, chayav. Om rabbi afana namitinina, horu la beitin lina se, volcha vikilkala, chayavet bekorbat shloi tirula, elo lina se. Omer v'nafadar amitinina. Horu beitin lavor alachat mikom mitzvot amurot batura. And that's it, baby. V'tulomide. Ikeri hamri omer shmua. Ein beitin chayavin ad shumar la mutarim atem lasot. Rebimim d'at, you don't have to go that far. Afilu mutarim atem is enough to be nigmar ha'ora'a. Omer abayav alot nanach. Chazal liro v'shanar limek k'der shlimek patur. Hora lasot, only then chayav. Om Rebaba, Lotranach imay Mishnir, Orula Beitin Linase, Valkavakirkala, Chayevet Bekorban, Shloi Tiru Laela Linase, Om Ravino, Lotranachi, Oru Beitin Lavala, Chapikovitz Votamurot Patora, Tulomid. Allah Hayachid Viasa, Shogeg Alpiam. Why don't you just say Viasa Alpiam for heaven's sakes? Shogeg Lomali, Omar Robin, oh, it's a big aloha, Shogeg Latuye, Oru Beitin Shchel Mutar. And this guy made a mistake about this piece of chelev that was shuman. So then he is potter. And the words al piyam, that means al piyam mamash. No. The other way. Shogeg al piyam, who the potter? Avadit chalef lachoylev chelev b'shuman. V'yochid b'chayim. Now, one way or the other, milta de pshita le rova kabibayil le romi bar chama. The boy romi bar chama oru beitin chelev mutar. V'net chalef lachoylev b'shuman. V'yochid b'chayim. Omarava, no, first Mishnah, Tashma, Halacha Yachid, Viasa, Shogeg Alpiam, what's the Shogeg Alpiam? Lavla to ye. Oru Beitin, Shechel Mutar, Venetchalef, Shechel Bashum, and Vokhar, and nonetheless he's Potter. Oh, who says? Duma Shogeg Alpiam is all one thing. Shogeg Alpiam, and only that is Potter. Nitchalef, Shechel Bashum, and Vokhar would be Chayim. Indeed, Ikede Amri, Omarava. Omarava Tashma. Halacha Yachid Asa Shogeg Alpiam. My love only Shogeg Alpiam with the potter. Avnitchalev Lachel B'Shum Yachva Chayim. No. Dilma O Shogeg O Alpiam. Now the mice of the Zibach like this. Horu Beitin Shechel Mutar. And to this guy was Nitzchalev Lachel B'Shum and Yachlo. Rav Amar Patur Rav Yochanan Chayav. Meitve Me'am Ha'aretz Ba'asota Prat Lamumar. Rav Shimon Bar Yosef Rav Shimon Rishimon. Meaning, Hashav mi yediato bevi korban hashviyato. Lo shav mi yediato, enu bevi korban hashviyato. V'imita. This guy is not a shav mi yediato because he's Sevech on Bezdin. Omer of Pop, it's not a problem to Rav Yochanan because Chesar Rav Yochanan, Kivan the Beitin itself kimit yadu le Beitin ahadribu. So he also would have been ahad abe. That's called shav mi yediato and he's chayiv. Amar Rav Moder Rav she'ino mashlim l'Rav Tzibur. My time Amar Akra lishkaga ad shukulan lishkaga chad. Bein she'asu v'yasam. Love to meet the kolhani. I mean, bishleim a reish. I understand lozu avzukatan, but safe the lechiyum. It should have been just the opposite. No, then safe is zuvi ain't zerich lomar zukatan. V'yada echam niem sheto. O talmid v'ro uilo ra'ah. It's a tarte lomali. Omar Rama Yitzra. Sao Gadai Rabina Hani Milei, Gomer Vesavir, Gomer Velosavir Lo. I'm like, what do you mean Gomer Vesavir? Lo, Rabbi, definition is Gomer Vesavir. Where's your Gomer Velosavir? I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'm telling you, it's the Mishnah itself without these extra words. I would have said Gomer Vesavir, but Gomer Velosavir is not enough to be potter. Therefore, I throw in the extra Mishnah, you see. It's been Tana Ra'ilo Rami Mishnah Yetera that Afilu Gomer Velo Savir is also enough. It's some of the gears of Savir Velo Gomer. Ra'ilo Ra'a, Kagoman. Omar Rava, Ra'ilo Ra'a was still a Talmud. Ishima Ben Aza, Ishima Ben Zayma. Omar Leba, I understand. So then why is he bringing a carpet? It's amazing. Velo Tami Chodetani Basota, Achat, Yoker Osmi Piatzmo, Hayav Bo Ra'at, Beitin Patur. Keitzad, horu ben eshkena buta ben no dalechad miyam shetor. O tamid yoshev lifnei vroi lo ra'a. Kegon shime ben azay, yochol yoi patu atam lo vasota. Achat, yochid osa pi atzmo, chaya avarat petim batur. So how are you going to explain this? Zeche meshkachet lo. Kegon de yoda de asur. But nonetheless is a shogeg. What's the shogeg? Katoi, ben mitzvah lishmo di vrei chachamim. He thought that that includes even this case. That's the shogeg. Zekla, hatole be'atzmo chayav. And again, the last words, probably best not to be garris. Hatole be'atzmo chayav is latuyimai. Saying over here, latuyye, miva'et bo'ra'ah. underlining. He relies on Hora'a, yeah, like heck. He always does what he wants. Torah beit din is la'atir Hora'a, Horu beit din v'yodu shato, and then they were chayzbayim, and this guy didn't know about it. So he's being semech on a non-existent psak. Nonetheless, he's potter. But that's a preferred shemishta b'etik katani la, tani b'ari mafarish. Om Rav Yonam Shmozu, Dev Rav Yehuda, Avo Chachamim Omrim, Yochit Shasa Borat B'din Chayam. My Rav Yehuda is a tanya. Im nefesh achat techata b'shkaga b'yasota, harelu shloshim yuti. Nefesh techata. Acha techata. Vasota techata. So that's Osbi B'yatzmo, and only Osbi B'yatzmo is Chayam. But Borat B'din, he'd be part. Okay, that's a Yochit. There is also Borat even as a Yochit. And what did the Rabbanan say otherwise? The tanya. But Adayin Ani Omer, Miut Kahal Shechatur Chayev, She'in Beitin Mevin Ayadayim Par. But Rov Kahal Shechatur maybe are Potter, because Beitin Yar Mevin Ayadayim Par. Talmud Omer, Meyam Oretz, Afilu Ruba, Afilu Kula, Nabamai. I mean, are we talking about a Shigigat Maaseh? So then Beitin is not in this parasha? My Evidence. Shalom Barah, Beitin. Beidin means brings a carbon. Mimaitish lo bara'ah. Ella, what are you talking about, bara'ah? And then you bring a raya from the pasuk, Me'am Aretz. Me'am Aretz doesn't appear in the din of bara'ah. It appears, B'shirigad ma'aseh dechtiv. Ella lavochi kamar. Miut kahal, Sheshachtu b'shirigad ma'aseh chayavin. She'im beidin mevin ayideim par bara'ah. But, ein chayavin. Okay, Yochel Rov Tzibur Shazub Shigam Masa indeed should be Pturin, since Beitin is Bevin Aleim Par Bo'ra'am. Talmud Lomar Me'am Aretz Afilu Ruba Omer Papa. I don't understand how that follows. Maybe nobody is Chayev Lo Ein Velo Beitin, just like our Mishnah says. So then Yochel Ma'aret the Kamaader Al Ruba Lechiyuva Lav Mechlal the Miut Bo'ra'ah. Kaimeli, that's a given the Mechayev Bo'ra'ah, right? Because otherwise, says Rashi, Nedar Bereshah Miut Mechuyuva B'Shigat Maaseh, and only afterwards not Al Ruba Lechuyuva B'Shigat Maaseh. El Alav Min Aloma Hader Al Miut Mechuyuva B'Shigat Maaseh. It's a given that since we only look B'Sof Mad Al Ruba Lechuyuva B'Shigat Maaseh, that proves Shmaim Min Amniut Bora As Chayavim, and they B'Chayav Kispa V'Siira. What's that? Did I did it too much now?
No.
Yeah, I didn't do this inside before. Yeah. So let's do that inside properly now.
The following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle.
And to all the ships at sea. So just hold on a second. All right, now you can begin. Wonderful words for a new beginning. Maseches Horias, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. You want to say Zachar Halakha Mishnah, or you want me to give an introduction first?
No, an introduction.
All right, we'll give a brief introduction. Essentially, we've completed now, as the Rambam points out, the dinim of Sanhedrin, both as is Nergea, the specific things that are in the hands of Sanhedrin, and also the elements that are Nogea. The things that are not exactly in the hands of Sanhedrin have to do with Avodas Gacham, which we'll be talking about at the Siyum. And now at the end of Seder Nezikin, the Rambam says it's time to also discuss the mistakes that are made by Sanhedrin. Now we know that we have a special korban, that is the korban Par Ha'alim Davar Shel Tzibur, which is brought when a Sanhedrin makes a mistake. There's also a special korban when it comes to the mistakes b'nogea avodat kochavim, and you'll notice that that parallels the two mesechtas at the end, Sanhedrin avodah zarah. So the normal chiyuvei chataot, which are anything that you're chayev koras on, that is a maisen, you would be bringing as a bezin, and we'll talk about in what circumstances, but as a bezin, you would be bringing what was called the par helem davar shel tzibur. If the ta'ut of Beitin was v'nogea avodat kochavim, then you would have to bring a multiple korban, which is a sa'ir, as the chatas, and there's also a parlo olam, but the chatas element is a sa'ir when it comes to the bezdin. Now, the question over here is, the chiyuv of bezdin is not on the act. In other words, that has nothing to do with whether the Bezdin themselves do something wrong. The chiyuv of a Bezdin is on hora'ah, from which comes the name of our Masechet, hora'ah, which means to issue a ruling. So where the ruling was issued, leheter, something that was an isser and a chiyuv chatas, which was a chiyuv koreth, essentially, then the Bezdin is chayev. However, they're not chayev on the hora'ah per se. They're chayev on a hora'ah that caused action. Now the question is, the action that we're talking about is the action of Rov of the Tzibur. We'll get into later on what defines that as a Rov of the Shvatim, Rov of the overall population, Rov of each of the Tzibur, of each of the Shvatim. But whatever Rov means, it's only when Rov follows the Pesach of Bezdin and ends up doing what they said was Moshe to do, that the Bezdin is chayev on their Hora'ah. So that's one element of Masechet Horayot. Now what's very confusing is that besides the element of the Chiyuv of Bezdin for the Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibur or for the Seir Avodat Kohanim, there's also the question of the interrelationship of the individuals who did the chet with the Chiyuv of the Beit Din. Now it's clear where Beit Din is Chayav, then the individuals who relied on Beit Din are Patur. And they do not bring their own Korban. However, the question is, what about an individual, not a tzibur, who relies on the Beit Din's Hora'ah? Is there still a chiyuv on the individual, because after all, the Beit Din does not bring a korban for themselves? Or is the p'tur of the relying on the Hora'ah of Beit Din, is the p'tur because essentially it's not viewed as an act of shogeg, it's viewed as a mistake that is closer to an onus? Now, if that's the case, in my relying on a Beis Din, you can't expect me to outthink the Beis Din and therefore be machayev me a carbon. So even if the Beis Din isn't bringing a carbon on my behalf, that's not the issue. And who's bringing on my behalf? The issue is, am I chayev? This is an act of a shogeg or not? Now that's a machlokas, as we'll see between Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan, based on Pesukim. But the implications change the entire mode of the way we view the relationship between the Yechidim and the Pesach of the Beis Din itself. There's also an opposite extreme. Suppose somebody recognizes that the Beis Din is making a mistake, and nonetheless assumes that you have a right to rely on Beis Din, because after all, the Torah says it's a mitzvah to be shomea divrei chachamim, and he persuades himself that that means even if you know better, you're supposed to listen to what the Beis Din says. Now that's not true. You're not supposed to listen to what the Beis Din says. You know that it's awesome. It doesn't matter what they tell you. So there the question is, if somebody does go ahead and rely on Beit Din in that case, are they chayev a korban? Not because they're shogegim, because they're mezinim. Who gave you a right to do something? Well, just because Beis Din says it, so therefore you have a right to do it? So there we have an additional question, whether someone who recognizes the ta'ut of Beit Din, whether the mistake that's made in thinking that you're supposed to listen to Beit Din, is that a mistake that's b'chayev v'chatas and relates to the chata'im that you do individually? By the way, one of the places where this would be fantastically important to define is b'nogei Shabbos. As we know, by Shabbos we have two completely different sets of korbanas. We have the set of korbanas that is for the mistake of Shabbos, so somebody forgot it was Shabbos, and we have the mistake of the actual malachas, in which case you could be chayav for every single malacha, separate korban, all done on one Shabbos, because you thought that this was mutter, but actually was also so on and so forth. The question is, what would be the relationship of an individual to a Beit Din, where he knows the psak of the Beit Din was wrong, and he nonetheless goes in and does it? Is that viewed as the chet of Shabbos? Is it viewed as a different? My mistake was I thought that I could rely on Beis Din. So over there, I mean, it has nothing to do with neither with the malacha nor with the act of Shabbos per se. It's a different mistake. How does that relate to the two elements of chiluk chataot when it comes to Shabbos? But, okay, those are things we'll see as we go ahead. And so the first thing that the Masechet talks about is a Mishnah, thank you so much, a Mishnah that deals really with this complex interrelationship between, or at least it forces us to consider the interrelationship between the individual who relies on Beit Din and the Chiyuv or the Ptur of the Beit Din. Let's say that Beis Din now is Meira Halacha to go and to do something which is one of the Chatoim, and we'll see that this is only a reference to a Chatoim that you would be a Chayav Chatos on. Let's say they say it's Mutter to eat Chayla Verda, for example. So over there you would have had to bring a Chatos normally as an individual who did such a thing. And when it says Beit Din over here, and what exactly is Beit Din? Now here too, that automatically, those first three words force us to consider the interrelationship between the individual and the Beit Din. Because in terms of the Par Ha'alim Davar Shal Tzibur, it's only the Beit Din HaGadol Yerushalayim that's the Par Ha'alim Davar Shal Tzibur. But there's a question about whether the individual who is relying on a Pesach Beis Din, is it said on him as well that his pitur for relying on Beis Din is only on the Beit Din HaGadosh of Yerushalayim, or is the fact that somebody trusts a Beis Din enough to potter him from a korban, if you hold that an individual is potter from a korban even where the Beit Din is not bringing a korban on behalf of the tzibur? Right, because remember, we're not sure whether the interrelationship here is because somebody else is doing the kapara for you, or because what you did isn't a real shogeg, since what are you supposed to know? I mean, Beis Din told you to do it. So in any event, that's a machlokas really Rashi and Tosfos, not all brought here, because a lot of spas are here, and the Tosfos that are quoted here, the Tosfos that were printed once by someone, what exactly they're Yichus isn't clear, but there certainly are Tosfos that are brought by the Rishonim and the Achronim that exist somewhere or other, printed in various places on Horayot. So the Beis Din, whatever that is, now paskins to be over on one of these Chiyuvim, the Koris in the Torah. Now goes ahead an individual, and he relies on them. Now, why it has to say V'asah Shogeg Alpihem is not clear. V'asah Alpihem, that should be enough to tell me. Either that is a Shogeg or not a Shogeg, which will be evident from the Fi of Katas or non-Fi of Katas. The Gemara will discuss what the point is of putting in the word Shogeg. So, Bein Sha'asu V'asahim Ahem. Now, it makes no difference whether the Beit Din themselves did the actual chait that they themselves said was mutter to do. And he went along with the Beit Din, and as such was tremendous psychological basis for what he was doing in the Nahe. He's gone along with the Gedalei Ador, he's doing what they're doing, and they're going into this chasana, and they're all eating Chalev and Don, you know. I mean, you know, the Gedalei Ador can do it, why can't I do it? So over there he's also Imam, or whether they do it, and then he comes in and he hears, Beis Din HaGadol was here, they all ate at the wedding. So then he does it, V'yatzah Achareihem, so he does it after that. Or even for that matter, Ben Shalorasu. They didn't. They never came to the Chasna, you see. But there's a big Psak Halacha, the Hora'at, Rabba Feno, Abed Din HaGadol, and it's all signed. And Yochlo HaNovim, V'Yismachu, and so on and so forth. Right? So they figure it's Koshel Ma'adrin, Ben HaMahadrin. So even if he relies on that, makes no difference. Even then, Patur, Mipnei Shetalat Abed Din. He is potter because he was told of what he did, not in a mistake, but rather on a hora'av Beit Din. Horu Beit Din. By the way, there is another alternative, as the Achronim consider, about the Ptur over here. In other words, we understand that the one element is the relationship to the kapara that Beis Din is bringing, and therefore you're potter from your own kapara, which in this case wouldn't apply because he's an individual, and the Beis Din doesn't do anything for individuals. The other issue is he considered to be a shogeg, or is he considered to be korav la'onus? If he's korav la'onus, the Torah was never mechayev a kapora on that side. What do I know? I was just relying on Beis Din. The third alternative is that since the Torah has said that the way in which we define what we do is alpi Beit Din, then the psak of Beit Din, that this thing is mutter, makes it vis-a-vis me, who believed in the Beit Din, a chetzah of heter rather than a chetzah of isra, and therefore there was nothing done in the first place. So in that case, obviously, there was nothing to be mitkaperan, mipnei shetala b'Beit Din. That would be one way of understanding the words, mipnei shetala b'Beit Din.
So that you have just following orders?
Yes. Basically, yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And that's why it's rejected, actually, by most. Horu Beit Din. Now, how about in a case where Beis Din was more, and, you know, they made a psak, not everybody in the Beis Din agreed, 70 people, and some of them disagreed. However, those who disagreed figured, well, you know, you follow the majority, that's been in the Torah, if they say we should eat this, we'll eat it. Or for that matter, even if it was a Talmid, wasn't a member of the Beis Din who can view himself as being on an equal level, and therefore he should know better. He's a Talmid, but he still wrote Wilo Hora'ah. He could himself be Mora Halacha. The Halacha V'Asar P'yem, and he follows what they did. And again, it makes no difference whether he follows it. They all do it together. Ben Shasu V'Asayim Ahem. Ben Shasu V'Asar Karihem. But for that matter, Ben Shaloh Asar. Maybe the rest of the Beis Din didn't do it. V'Asar. Harezer Chayab. Now that person would be Chay. Now you'll notice the way in which the Mishnah is organized is disturbing, because in this case we're trying to say he's chayav. You should have inverted it. You should have said whether he did it on his own and nobody else did it, he's chayav. Or even if they did it and he did it after them, he would still be chayav. For that matter, even if they all walked into the chatzim together and ate, he would still be chayav. The exact opposite order of which it is in the Mishnah. The Mishnah here is following the Rashi's order. The Gemara will ask that. Mipnei shalot alav beit din, since he knows better, he wasn't really relying on Beit Din. Now, if he wasn't really relying on Beit Din, why is he chayav a katas? He could have been mazes. The Gemara will ask this and will say that he made the mistake of thinking that you're supposed to rely on Beit Din. And therefore, for that error, it's considered to be a shos.
Was Gemara
on
Yom Kippur?
What?
Did Gemara on Yom Kippur?
We haven't learned our Mishnah yet. You already asked me from all over Shas. Zaklav. But it's a good point, by the way, I must admit. Yes. What Moshe Baruch is pointing out is that there are times, the truth is Moshe Baruch's point is not really nogea what we've said, but it's nogea an inference of what we said. Because the question is, when we're talking about doing something, the Beis Din didn't say to do it, they just said it's kosher. But what do you mean I'm relying on Beit Din? Mitzvah lishma ala Beit Din. I mean, the Beis Din wasn't machayev of me. You see? So there you could tie now, what's the meaning to say mitzvah lishma ala Beit Din? However, on that issue, as Moshe Baruch is pointing out, in the case where there's a machlokas, what day is Yom Kippur? But it isn't machayev of you to say that your day of Yom Kippur is not Yom Kippur. And yet we know that was the famous story to prove who's in charge over here with Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamaliel, that he said, listen, you're either going to come to me on your Yom Kippur or you're in big trouble. And so there is an Indian where there's an assertion of the power of Beis Din specifically, I want you to come on your Yom Kippur. So Moshe Baruch is pointing out that Lamaisa, even where they're only being saying something that has accidental inference, so to speak, it's coincidental. It happens to be, I hold the other day is Yom Kippur. That there is an Indian to listen to the Beis Din in terms of just defining their authority, which could be understood as the mitzvah lishma over here. And therefore his point is well taken. I speak it out. Zaklal. The klal is Hatoleba Tzmochanyav, Hatoleba Beitin Potur. And of course, the Gemara will ask, what's the point of the redundancy of Zaklal? You just said that. That someone who relies on his own psak, or whatever the reason was he did it, wasn't Beis Din, he's Chayim. And someone who did it because he relies on Beis Din is Potur. Omar Shmuel, La'olam Ein Beit Din Chayavim, Ad Sheyomru Lahem Mutarim Atem. And remember, there's various levels of a psak halacha. I mean, first of all, Beit Din has discussions, just like any. There's Talmidim, there's Yoshev Bnei Beit, and there may well be a question of what's the halacha in such a case. And they come out, and everybody's discussing such a thing as mutter. They never say that it's mutter in the sense of halacha l'maisa. They're talking about it. And then you have a darga in which they say it's mutter l'halacha. And then we have a darga in which there's a specific question that's brought before the court, in which the court says, mutarim atem la'asot. So they actually deal with a case, which is, that's the maisa rav, that's halacha l'maisa. That's a hora'ah, mutarim atem la'asot. So the question over here is, what is the hora'at baked in that would be machayev v'par halam davar shel tzibur? The general discussions is definitely not considered to be a hora'ah. You know, I'm saying my das is something that's mutter. That's an abstract discussion that doesn't relate to something specific, and therefore it's not to be taken halachai anyway. So that for sure is not machayev the Beit Din. Even if somebody goes and asks, oh, I heard them saying that they hold it's mutter. I heard them saying that it's mutter doesn't mean anything. You have to at least, says Shmuel, be at level 2, in which they say, mutarim atem. No, this is okay. Revdimi ma'ad minar dharma, that's not enough. Achi yomrula and mutarim atem la'asot. Ahora'ah, the context of asiya is what's required, because that's exactly what defines the chiyuv over here of the Beit Din. For the horah itself, anyway, they're potter. They're only going to be chayav where the horah leads to asiya. So unless they said, go on and do it, it's fine. Then it's not considered to be that level of horah. Without that word, you can go out and do it. We don't view it as a complete hora'ah. The Torah wasn't mechayev on it. Om Rabbaye, Afananami Tanina. Actually, we could show that from a number of Mishnayos. For instance, when it comes to the question of the hora'ah, the Zakein Mamre, in which somebody, a member of the Sanhedrin, is saying, don't listen to the Sanhedrin. And he is chayev misa for that, but also only where he's more keneged the bezin, not where he says they're wrong. They're wrong. They don't know how to learn. These guys are idiots. It's definitely osur, or it's definitely mutter. That's not machayevim. It's only if he's more halakha. And over there, the Mishnah says that what is considered to be more halakha, chazar li'iro, shana, vili made, kider actually made. He goes out and he teaches and he learns the way that he had said before, he's still potter. Hora la'atzot, but if he tells people to ignore the bezdin, and specifically go out and do the opposite, only then is he chayev, which implies exactly what Shmuel says. We don't consider it to be a gemirat hora'ah until he actually says la'asot. Om Rebaba Avanana Nitinina. Rebaba says, actually another interesting mishnah, says the same thing. That was Benogeh, the Sugi Yavamas, where a woman is going to rely on one aid. We know that we have that special halacha, igun, that a single aid, since a woman is very medayeket, so a single aid is acceptable, bezdin, that allows her to marry. So suppose she goes to bezdin, and she gets this psak, she brings her aid, and then, instead of marrying, she has some kind of extramarital affair with somebody. In that case, then her husband shows up. And what is the status of what she did with that person? Is that considered to be heter? Because, I mean, after all, I mean, she's allowed to get married. So what's the difference if she gets married or if she sleeps with somebody? It boils down to the same question. Or do we say that that's not what the Bezdin said to do? The Bezdin gave you a hora'ah to marry. They didn't say you have a right to go out and to take up with any man who comes along. So there, the Mishnah says, Horula Beidin lehidaseh. If the Beit Din gives her a psak to go get married, and she says, okay, so that means I'm not married. So if I'm not married, I could sleep with a man. She goes out, and she has an affair. Chayevet bekorban, there she is chayevet. Shelo hitiru la ela lehinaseh. All they said was get married. It's not your business to analyze the implications of that psak. They said, well, I relied on their psak, that I'm not an eshetish. That's not what they told you. They told you to go out and get married. So you see clearly that it's the specific hora'ah, the atziah of the hora'ah, not the logic of the hora'ah. And somebody said, okay, well, she's not an Asian teach. That's not hora'ah. They're telling you to do something. Go out and get married. That's hora'ah. That's the only thing you can rely on. Omer Evina, and that's exactly what Shmuel said. It's not the theory of it. It's the direct application. Omer Evina, avanana mitanina. I can bring another ayah to this. Horu Beidin, la'avor. Take a look at our mission. La'avor alakat mikol mitzvot amurat b'Torah. What does la'avor mean? It means to go out and to be over. It doesn't mean Horu Beidin, la'atir akat mikol mitzvot amurat b'Torah. Their hora'ah was to actually go out and do it. The tulo mean, there's nothing more to discuss about. This is clear. But that's the simple meaning of the Mishnah. With all of these other rishonim, Shmuel is obviously correct. Now it happens to be there's another lashon in which Shmuel is quoted as saying the exact opposite. Ikar di Amri, Amar Shmuel, Ein Beit Din, I mean, which not Shmuel rather, but Rabbini. At Yom Rulam Mutarim Atem Lasot. Rabbini Minarda argues and says, no, Afilu Mutarim Atem. Even if they just say it's mutter, they don't say you're mutter to do it. That's also called Nigmara Hora'ah. Now, of course, the three riyas that we just brought imply that Rabbini is wrong and Shmuel is right. In this version, we ask all of these questions against Rabbini. So we'll go through the same thing again. Omer Abai Volos, Nanoch, it says the opposite in the Sugi and Sanhedrin about Azaki Mamre, whether it says Chazar Li Rovisha Naoli Meit Kider Shili Meit Patur, Hora La Sot Chayav, Rabbi Abai Es Volos, Nanoch, what about the Sugi and Yavomis, Horu La Beit Din Lina Seval Chalikil Kala Chayavit the Korban, Shloit Yur La Lina Sei, and she went ahead and took for that to mean to get married, that she could do whatever she wants. Omer Ravina, Ravina says, what about our Mishnah? Allah Nats Nanoch, Horu Beidin Labor, Alakad Mikom Mitzvot Amurah, Baturah, Batulah Midi, nothing to discuss. Rabbini obviously is wrong, Shmuel is right, and we see clearly from the Mishnayos that Ora'ah is Ora'ah for Asiyah. So then, Dozed Nava, Alakha Yachid V'Yatzah Shogeg Alpiyan. Now, you'll note that the Mishnah of here is assuming that the relationship of the individual to the Beit Din is not dependent on the Beit Din's personal chiyuv to bring a korban for him. Because if it were, then the only time you could rely on the Beit Din is where the robe of the tzibur relied on the Beit Din. Because only when there's a robe does the Beit Din now take over and accept responsibility for the par helam dover shel tzibur. And that we'll see really is a machlokas. Our mishnah is a das yochid, it turns out. We don't paskin like this. But according to our mishnah, as long as an individual is relying on the Beit Din, then that individual does not have any personal chiyuvim. So as to the Gemara, as the Mishnah says, the Yachid goes out, V'yatzah shogeg alpiyam. What's this shogeg? What do you mean? That's what we're coming to say. We're saying what he did on based on them is hereby defined as a shogeg. It doesn't make sense to put it into the conditions. So V'nisne, V'yatzah alpiyam. All you need to say over here is that in doing, based on what Beis Din says, your potter. And therefore, okay, and say, what's the point of saying shogeg? Shogeg lamad. Amar Rava says, Rava, you know what? The shogeg essentially is to put two things together. And it's to tell me that we have two possibilities. In other words, either the Yochid went ahead and did based on what they said, or he didn't do based on what they said. Interestingly enough, it just so happens that he had a piece of this chalev in his house. That the Bezit says it's kosher. Now, he didn't know anything about it. He didn't even know it was chalev. He thought that it was shuman and it was kosher, and he ate it. Now it turns out that it was the chalev that was kosher anyway, at least according to Bezit. And he would have eaten it even had he known that it was chalev. So now the question is, do we say that that is considered to be alpiyev? Or do we say it was after 12 p.m.? He didn't even know it was chalev. But he wasn't relating to the Psak Bez when he ate it. So that doesn't come under the whole set of things that are potter because of the Psak Beit Din, since in his mind it's irrelevant what the Psak Beit Din was. Now, since the point that Rav is making over here is that the Shogeg creates two possibilities in the Mishnah. The Yatsah, either the Yatsah al p.m. or he was Shogeg, it's also considered to be al p.m. Why? Because one of the fundamental ingredients of the definition of the chiyuv of a korban on a shogeg is that the man would be shov miyediyato. That had he known about the thing that he did, he would never have done it. However, if he would have done it anyway, now there could be different reasons for this, if he would have done it anyway because he's a mumer, he doesn't get a hang about the mitzvah, then the fact that now he did a shogeg is not mechayev him a korban. That would be one example. Of a shav miyediyato. Because the Torah says, v'hu lo yada, meaning, but if he had known, he wouldn't have done it. But here there's another reason why he wouldn't have done it. Why he would have done it anyway. He would have done it anyway because he would have asked Bezin, and Bezin would have said, it's kosher. So he would have thought that it's okay to do, even if he had known it's chalev, though he thinks right now it's something other than it is. But since that's the case, and since the Torah views the relationship of ma'achiyav to the asiyah of shagoga, to be dependent on what I would have done had I known. Now that means that my response in terms of the shogeg is a function of the commitment that I have to know. Now, in this case, because that's always the shogeg, basically a difference between shogeg and anus, legabe karbanos, is, what do you mean you're potter? You should have known. And that's what shogeg means. So if ultimately you're telling me that you can't say you should have known, because in the final analysis, the should have known itself would have been dependent on a ra'at beit din, and that's what I should have known, then that should have known anyway would have been potter. Because it would have been relying on the fact of beis din. And the Torah is not mechayev me, at least according to the shita, to know better than beis din. Because this shita is claiming that if a yakid relies on beis din, he's potter. So if that's the case, says Rava, even if it turned out that the shogeg was a logistical matter, that he didn't know that it was the type of thing that he had to even ask about, and it had a wrong label on it, that's still called a tola b'beit din. Because in the final analysis, he would have been tola b'beit din. And therefore, the mission is coming from other things. That even a shogeg that doesn't come because of the fact that I'm thinking in my mind that I'm tola b'beit din, is still ultimately part of that set of tola b'beit din. Because that's what defines the fiyuv of the carbon. What would you have done had you known? And it's that which is the fiyuv on the shogeg. This is a very sophisticated argument here. So therefore, what Rav is saying is that the Mishnah specifically includes shogeg to be a separate clause so that it could be either tolaban or shagag because of, in the final analysis, aim. So therefore, says Bezer Amarava, shogeg is la'atuye, comes to include an additional case in which horu beidin shechelev mutar, and in his personal kitchen, nitchalef lo chelev b'shulman, he got confused between the chalev, and he thought it was something else anyway, the yachlo, and then he ate it, then nonetheless, he is a patur. Why? Because basically, when the Mishnah says, al pihem, that's coming to say that the shogeg is still called al pihem in the final analysis. The ikini, I mean, the others say, no. Rava said just the opposite. What Rava was saying is that the Amar Rava, it's all one thing. It's not two separate things. That when it says v'asa al pihem, the reason it says v'asa shogeg al pihem is to stress that only where the entire shogeg was based on what they had said. So the shogeg al pihem, ooh, the potter, you're only potter in a case where the shogeg was the reliance on them. But if there was any other element, such as wrong label, so this chalek lo chelav b'shuman v'yachlo, in that case you would be chayev.
If he knows better, have
we gotten to that? No, we haven't gotten to that yet. Now, milta pshita le rava, kami boy le rami bar chama. However, I mean, we don't know which direction. This is a nikidiyamri, but in either lux of nikidiyamri, rava gave a clear psak as to what he thought about mischalev shuman b'chelev in the case of a razbest. Lamaisa, rami bar chama did not know what that halacha was. The boy Rami Bar Chama. Suppose Bezim is Mora, that Chelev is Mutter. When it's Chalek, lo b'shuman, but he had a different problem. He had a problem that this is a Chelev. He thought it was labeled Shuman. The Yachlo Mahu. What would be the din? So he declared now, he raised the issue that Rav had come to address. And Rav brought him a Rav, Tashma. Halach Yapid v'yasa shogeg al pihen. Shogeg al pihem lamali. So this is basically another version of the whole discussion we just had. Why do you need this extra word shogeg? What's the meaning? Lav la sui horu beidin shechelev mutar v'nitchalev v'chelev v'shuman v'aklo patur. Is that not the whole point? That it's coming to introduce a new case? That even though it was shogeg, but since in this case it was an al pihem, this is like the first lashon in Rava, not the ikini amrin in Rava, that it would be patur. But why? Maybe no, he said, and maybe that's the point. Dilma shogeg al pihem. Maybe it's all one word. That only and uniquely if the shogeg was because of al pihem, ruda potter. That's the only reason that it's potter. But in a case which was mislabeled with its chalek lo, chelev b'shuman v'achlo would be chayek. So this follows the discussion according to the version of Rava in which he said that they're to be viewed as two statements. Either Tala or Shogeg. There's an Ikini Amri that follows the Ikini Amri. Ikini Amri and Ikini Amri, Rava brought the Rai in the opposite direction. Tashma. Halak Yachid Vyasa Shogeg al Pien. So doesn't that mean Dr. Shogeg Alpian, whether Shogeg was in relying on them? But in the case of this labeling, let's say, so it's only there with the part. Maybe in a case where it was mislabeled, it's telling me that it would be chayev. To which he responded, no, maybe not. Maybe it's two cases. Maybe it should be read Oshogeg Alpian, which would be the other way that we had reported Rava. So in other words, the discussion reflects the two Piskei Rava that we had earlier, the two Lashonas. So Dilma Oshogeg Alpian. And the truth is Beplukta. This thing is a machlokes in as follows. Mutar. Now it's actually a machlokes, Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav Amar Patur, like the first lashon of Rav Yochanan Omer, Chayav. Now, let's see if we could bring a clear raya. Maisvei. Me'am ha'aretz ba'asota. Prat l'mumer. Now, here it says, that the Torah basically goes through the Brayse the Torah study goes through the Pusik all the way through, and throughout our study we're going to be bringing little ketaim, little pieces of the Brayse in Torah Kohani. So since over here it says Asher lo te'asena, I mean that's left out of the sugya, but the diak is it says Asher lo te'asena, which is mashma that he would not have done it had he known otherwise. Therefore, it's prat lemumer, because a mumer would have done it anyway. So that's prat lemumer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Why do I need that? You're darshing it from Vasota. I'm darshing it, Ari Omer, Asher Lote Asena Bishkagavi Hashem. And then it says, Oh, Hoda Elav Chatato. So what's the lotion of Hoda? That's what you should look at. So, Oh, Hoda means, now he finds out, and now he's concerned by what he found out, and had he known what he found out now earlier, then what? Then of course he never would have done it. So isn't the implication of the pasuk that Hashavni Yediato may be Korban Al Shigigato? But Lo Shavni Yediato Eino may be Korban Al Shigigato? So in any event, are we agreed, as far as our Gemara is concerned, we're not interested in the deal. But are we agreed that you have to be a Shav Miyadiyato to be Chayav Korban? So this is not a Shav Miyadiyato. So how could you be Chayav Korban? What are you going to say? Had he known it was Chayav, he would not have eaten. That's not true. Had he known it was Chayav, he would have said, well, Beis Din says this is just as kosher as Shuma. So why wouldn't I eat it anyway? So how could you learn that if he was Shargag in the mislabeling, that then he would be Chayav Korban, if he's not called a Shav Miyadiyato? Omer of Papin, the reason that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that he would be chayav is because he views this as ultimately shav miyadiyato, in the sense that kiven the chamitiyadu levedina hagadu, since lamaisa, when the Beit Din would find out about it, they would be shav and they would say we made a mistake. So who nami hadate? And he would have said oi, so it's chayav. So had I known all the impertinent information is not simply that the label was wrong. The pertinent information includes the label was wrong and Sanhedrin was wrong. So had I known that, I wouldn't have eaten it. That's called Shav Miyadiyato. So only in the case where I wasn't thinking b'chlal about any other mistake, I specifically relied on the Beis Din. There, it doesn't matter whether it's Shav Miyadiyato, that's what the Torah was saying. Is the dependency on Beis Din is not Mechayev your Korban at all. But over here, what you did was not a smach on Beis Din. It was a normal mistake on a label, which normally would have been Mechayev you. The only reason that you want to say that over here, Potter, is because, well, even if I had known, I still would have been Shavi. That's not called the problem here. Because the Shavi, the Yato, obviously would include all of the pertinent information. And had you been told this is Osir, would you have eaten it? No? Fine. Then you're a Shavi, the Yato.
Separate and differentiate the two different levels. Is that what happened? If he would have known, I'm sorry, if he had known that Beis Din was Matir, he would have eaten it. If he didn't know, Beis Din, we are being mechalic in two as the Mishnah is introducing an issue in which the mistake was not the dependency on Beis Din, but was a mistake in label. So the question is, how does that, now is that subsumed by the mistake of Beis Din? Why would it be subsumed by the mistake of Bezdin? Because even though ultimately, if I would have known it was Chelev, I would have eaten it anyway, but in the final analysis, had I known that it was Usser, I wouldn't have eaten it. Or do we say, so if that's the case, but it's a normal mistake, like any other mistake, the fact that Bezdin happens to be here doesn't matter. Or do we look at Lamaisa, what would have happened at that moment when a man would have thought that it was Mutter because of Bezdin, and then it's included under the general set of the Toliot of Beit Din, even though he wasn't really relying on it. He was relying on the label. He wasn't even thinking about that Bezdin at that moment. Sorry? Yes, again, it's dependent on how we understand the whole sugya, of course. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds, that he's called a Shavu Yediyato, V'chai. Omar Rava, by the way, says Rava, when Rav says over here that in that case you would be patur, what's the reason that you're patur over there? Because you relied on Bezdin? No. The reason that you're patur is because you might have relied on Bezdin had you known, but you didn't even know. So now when it comes to an analysis of is Bezdin chayav, here we have to look at the other direction. If we understand that the individual is potter. So we say, okay, the individual is potter, but Lemaisi didn't rely on Bezdin. Isn't that true? So suppose I have Klal Yisrael exactly split down the middle. I have 3 million people that listened to Bezdin, 3 million people that didn't listen to Bezdin, and this one guy who ate chalev, but it was because of the wrong label. But had he known, he would have listened to Bezdin. So in that case, even though Rav is saying he's potter, it happens to be that Bezdin said in this case that it was mutter to eat. But that's not why he ate it. So Rav himself is moda that he's added to the 3 million that didn't listen to Bezdin. Even though Lamaisa, he did listen to Bezdin. So don't get confused that it's the bottom line that counts. Did he eat or didn't he eat? It's the dependency on the whole Ra'ah that counts in defining the Rovat Zibur. Therefore, we want to make it very clear that Moda Rav She'enu Mashin L'Rov Tzibur my time on my crop Bishkaga Achu Kulam Bishkaga Achad. But if those only being Matir the same Shigaga, so that if Bezdin makes a Rov which results in a Shigaga, then and only then when everybody's doing that Shigaga, not other Shigagos, do we consider it to be a Chiyav Aparel and Davar Shel Tzibur. Now, the Mishnah says, and this is very disturbing, I mean, first of all, what do we need all the cases for? I mean, whether the Bezdin did it, and he did it with them, or whether they went in and ate in the wedding, and he went in and asked them, or whether B'chlal they didn't eat, but just tell me. Even if B'chlal they didn't eat, they just passed it, it's still potter. So, long and long, the Mishnah Kohan. So why have all three cases? In the Reish, I understand, he says, Lozu Asr. That's a classic construction of the Mishnah, that not only in a case where this individual walked in with the rest of the Bezdin and they all ate together, but even if the Bezdin had been there 10 minutes ago and he followed the Bezdin, and for that matter, even in a case where Bezdin had never done it themselves personally, but were only Meira, Alaka, Yochlu, Anovim, V'yismachu. Okay, that makes sense, Lozun Lassa. But how about the Sefer? The Sefer's Mamish inverted. And the Sefer, we're trying to say the individual who knows better than Bezdin is Chayav. So then you should say, he's not only chayav in a case where Bezdin didn't do it. He's not only chayav in a case where Bezdin did do it, but he didn't, but not together with him. He's even chayav in a case in which he did it together with the Bezdin as a whole, and it's tremendous psychological pressure to do it because all the Gedolei Hador are doing it. So why do you do it backwards? So the Ibn Ibn, you should have said it in the other direction. Says the Gemara, it's true, we should have. However, we constructed this part of the Mishnah of Zoh. Even though that's nowhere near as persuasive as a low zo-op-zo, it's the opposite. In other words, this case, and obviously I don't need to tell you that case, for sure not the third case, that's the way we're constructing it. But to maintain the parallel of the low zo-op-zo of the Reisha, we're willing to agree to a zo vein tzarek lomar zo in the Sefer to keep the words the same.
Why?
Because we say it's the same three cases in the same order. Ben Shah Shu Vasai Mahan Ben Shalom.
Well, why is it called that
thing? Nothing. It doesn't teach us anything. It just keep the Mishnah parallel again. We just say the Mishnah over so that it's the same as the repetition. The Mishnah is safer. V'yada echad miyem shetau. O Talmid v'ra'u ilo ho ra'ah. Now, I understand. If a Talmid v'ra'u ilo ho ra'ah is sufficient to be Machayim, even though he's not on the level of Beis Din, why do we need to say both cases? So Tarte Lamali, or Marava Yitzchak, no, I need it because Tarte Dei Chamina Hanimila Gomer V'Savir, Avol Gomer V'Lo Savir Lo. I might have thought, if you had told me one of these cases, now at this point the Gemara thinks one of these cases means the first case of a member of Ora, of the Beis Din. So I might have thought, hey, a member of the Beis Din means that he not only knows the Torah, but he also understands the Torah. In other words, he's capable of coming to a reliable halachic decision. So he's both gamir, he has the fact, and he's savir. He knows how to think about them. But if he would be gamir below savir, just because he knows halachas, that wouldn't be enough for him to say, well, I know this is why I was always taught and so on. That's not considered to be knowing that. Well, I don't understand. And now you do know that. I mean, the case the Mishnah says is a Talmud Shigiel Ora'am. It's a Shigiel Ora'am. Obviously, he's a Gomer Vissav here. I mean, so how do you say, and now you know otherwise? You're still stuck with that inference. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm not trying to explain to you that the additional case tells me this. I'm coming to tell you why we have two cases. So, in essence, both cases come to tell me the same thing. So an intelligent person asks, why does the Mishnah repeat the same thing twice? That he's Roy Lo Ra'am. It says he's Roy Lo Ra'am. Then he's a Gomer V'Savir. If you're telling me twice the same thing, obviously you're coming to include something that's not mentioned here. The thing that's not mentioned is either Gomer V'Lo Savir or Savir V'Lo Gomer. That's the point. So what I'm coming, now how can Kamina, what I'm telling you is like this. That had you said one case, therefore, Tana Ro'ilo Ra'ah, as the Mishnah Yitzhak is an extra case. It's the redundancy that's important over here, not the specifics of what you were redundant about. To tell me, Afilu Gamir Velo Savir, or Savir Velo Gamir, is enough of a reason for you to have been smart enough not to listen to the best of Ro'ilo Ra'ah. When you say Ro'ilo Ra'ah, what do you mean exactly, Ro'ilo Ra'ah? Kigon Man. On Marava, I mean somebody like Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoma. Now the reason we say these cases is because these are called we had before in Sanhedrin Danim Lifnei HaChachamim, because often we quote the Danim Lifnei HaChachamim Omrim. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, who are Danim Lifnei HaChachamim? Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma. Now the Chiddush over here is that even ben Zoma and even Ben Azai would still be chayev a carbon. Problem is, why would they be chayev a carbon? Basically, you'll tell me some little guy, he made the mistake of doing it because everybody was doing it. Man, how in the world did Ben Azai and Ben Zoma considered to be a shogeg to bring a carbon when they knew they shouldn't have done it? Why are they not mezidim? That's the problem. Remember, we're balanced here between somebody who knows better, but not enough that he should have actually realized that he's doing something bemazed, or somebody who knows so much better that it's clear to him that they're crazy, and he can't do it. Richie. It's the new Masechta. It's a new Masechta. Discussing issues that were central to your entire youth and adolescence, if I may point out.
Oh.
The interrelationship between an individual and the establishment. And the question, to what extent the establishment can define for you norms of behavior and so on. Now you're telling me that if I had offered you while you're on your motorcycle, who are you? You wouldn't have been interested? Go back to your youth. What were the discussions in the Archie's Pizza Parlor? All right. So, the question over here asks the Gemara, how could Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma be chayev? Amalei Abayeti, I got an amazing. Why isn't that amazing? Says Rav Tim, I don't understand. You think that's amazing? How are you going to understand the Brisa? Well, the time is, what is Tanya? Be'asota, achat b'komit svat ha-torah. We darshan, be'asota. That's a yochid, ha'osemi fi'atzmo. He went out to do it, he's chayev. But if he did it, go ra'ad be'dinis potter. Ketzad, Horu Beit Din Shechelev Mutar. The Beis Din says that Chelev is Mutar V'Noda Le'achad Mi'am Shetov, and one of them knows that it's a mistake, or for that matter, a Talmid Yoshev L'Zayim V'Ra'u Lo Ra'ah, Kedom Shimon ben Azai, I put that in your pipe and smoke it. Yoko Yehefasur, you might think that that's Potter also because it says Bas Sotah, that a Yokido, Tabanom Bas Sotah, Chat, meaning it's the Yokido self, the Atzmo, Chayam. It's only Borat Beit Din that he's Potter, and this guy is not doing it because of Borat Beit Din. So Ela Hefe Mashkachasla, so how do you explain the Brayta? I asked you about it, tell me. How do you explain the Brayta? Obviously what you're going to tell me is, So obviously he knew what the halacha was, that you're not allowed to eat this, and his mistake was in thinking you're supposed to listen to the Bezdin who tells you otherwise. And that's a mistake. So the male is considered to be a shogeg and not a mazik. Okay, so what are you trying on me? So the Didina Ami, I'm saying exactly the same thing the Brayta is saying. I'm talking about a tohu in what? In mitzvah l'shmah divrei chachamim. Zeh haklal. And then the Mishnah ends with a klal that seems to be completely redundant and repetitious of what we had just said. So what is the zeh haklal atuyei mai? When you say, zeh haklal atoleh batzmo chayav. Well, I'll tell you. Atoleh batzmo is to add a case of somebody who is in mava'it v'hora'at. A guy who never listens to Beis Din anyway. And now Beis Din says, this chaylev is mutter. Oh, he says. Finally, a Beis Din with some brains. Chaylev is mutter. I always said Oscar Wiener was kosher. And he goes ahead now and he eats it. Okay, that's not considered to be tola Beis Din. That's considered to be a tola ba'atmo. And that's what's coming to be. To be somebody who picks and chooses Beis Din is not a tola Beis Din. He's a tola ba'atmo. Which is very important to note, since many, many people do that. The kids say how much is what they like, the president is okay with it. They don't like that. So, Mavayat Ra'ah is not Potter. And what is the case of Taleba Beidin that you repeat, that you say is Potter? What is that included? That's talking about a case where the Bezdin was Hora. The Yad'ushita'u, they found out their mistake. And the Chazrubeher. And they issue a psak against their original psak, which this guy never heard. And he's still relying on the first psak, and they're in a different city, and this psak hasn't even come yet. That is also considered to be a Toleba Beit Din. It doesn't matter that Bezdin knows otherwise. What matters is that he doesn't know otherwise. He thinks Bezdin said it's Mutter. Well, Abba Hedyakatanil, isn't that the next Mishnah? I mean, why would we need to be Meramis to it in this Mishnah? No! The next Mishnah is the explanation of this Mishnah. Tony Vadim and Farish. First we say Zerklau. Now let me explain it to you. What do I mean when I say a Torah Bebeitin? I mean even in a case where the Bezim is Choser and the Yadu Shatol and so on. Omer Rav Yonah Mishmu. Says Rav Yonah Mishmu, this is important. Now this is a completely new beginning. Why there's no two dots over here. This is the beginning of our discussion of the Machlokas Legabity interrelationship of the Yachid and the Tzibur.
Is there a time frame between when they
No. Zu divrei Rav Yehuda ba Chachamim omrim yachid she'asa b'hora'at Beit Din chayav. That a yachid is always chayav because the Beis Din doesn't bring anything if it's yachidim that listen to them. They only bring them to tzibur, and that's true in both directions. The same way the Beis Din doesn't bring, but then the yachid doesn't is chayav in a case which told on Beis Din where the Beis Din didn't bring from it.
Is there a case where he
would not be Just shut up a little bit. So, my Rav Yehuda. So what are we referring to when we say Rav Yehuda over here? The Tanya. We have, again, this is another piece of the complex analysis in the Tereskei. Im nefesh achat hafeteh bishkaga ba'asotat. Now this boils down to three separate miyutim. Because we have nefesh, now, nefesh itself means an individual. When you say achat, that's also achat techata. So again, an individual. And be'asota, specifically, this specific thing, techata. Those are three separate miyutim. They come to teach me three separate things. And lamais, okay, I mean, this is, it's not really no ge'arat, but what Rav Yehuda does with this is he uses it in Shabbos to talk about a case where two people do the case, not the Yochi does the case. So let's say one person does the Akira and the other one does the Hanocha, where each one is doing half of a Malacha. The second Miyadi says comes to tell me a case where they both do the whole Malacha, but neither one could have done it on their own, they're doing it together with somebody else.
whether that's considered to be a malacha or not, since there's now individuals as a malacha. And the third bit, and that's the part that we want to discuss over here, is how semi piatzmo chayav bora'at beidin is patur. And that's the basis of our mission. We already remember Rambam's to the son of Adrahama. The basis of our mission is this dia, and since I'm now doing it bora'at beidin, I'm patur, and that the mission reflects this shita. But I know that there's another shita for the following. There's a rabbana, my rabbana. The time, by the way, you'll notice it doesn't say Rav Yudov Yud. I don't know if it's Rav Yudov. I'm going to ask later. And it doesn't say the Rabbanan in the next price. How do we know this is the Rabbanan? That one's Rav Yudov, maybe it's the other way around. But so far, we're going to take the Gemara's word for it. The Tanya, we know there's an opposite shita from the following brisa. Adayin ani omer. Now again, we're smack bang in the middle of the words of a sentence over here in the brisa and the Torah's Kohanim, which Lamaita had begun by darshaning the pasuk ba'asota. So over there it said, Ba'asota, that Yacho Yachit Sha'atzar Hayav and Shnayim Shasa'u Peturim, which is the opposite of the first deal. I might think that if an individual does it, and only if an individual does it, he's chayav. But if two people together do a chayav, they were potter. Tamud lomar me'am ha'aret. Am ha'aret is Lashon of Rabin. So even if they are a Rabin, it would still be the same. Continues now. Now, the Gemara here begins from the middle of that brisa. Continues the brisa to say, but nonetheless, a dayan on your man, I would still think to myself that a mute kahal shechatu are chayavim. That I understand why it is that even if they are mirubim, that they would still, there was still an opportunity between a mute kahal and a rov kahal. So maybe if you have a mute kahal, the reason that the miut kahal shechatu are chayav. Now it doesn't say how they're chayav. We don't know whether shechatu means they made a mistake in labeling. Shechatu means they made a mistake because of the bezdin, when they were told on the bezdin. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I would say a miut kahal shechatu. Maybe the reason they're chayav is she'im beidin beviim aleihem par. That's because since the bezdin is part, because the rov hasn't done it, so they are chayav. But a rove of the tzibur would be, in fact, potter. So rove kahal, however, shechatu, you peturin, why aren't they potter? Sha'arei beitin, maybe now you think part. Beitin does bring a carbon for them. Now, this doesn't make sense because they are potter. So again, we're going to have to understand the meaning of this price. Talmud Omar, may Amaret afilu ruba. Amaret means even if that's most of the country. For that matter, afilu kula. Now, can we please try and understand this brisa of the Mai? Well, what's the brisa referring to? Elam b'shigigat ma'atzer, what we're talking about, that they made a mistake in labeling. So they thought, nothing to do with Bezdin. So well, what are we saying? That Bezdin brings a carbon for rove of the tzibur that sins because of mistaken labeling? There's not much halakha. Bezdin brings only b'hora'ah. They did my abinatayah. What does Bezdin have to do with the case then? I mean, Shaloba Ora'ah. Dave did me mighty Shaloba Ora'ah. Bezdin doesn't bring without Ora'ah. The Girsa here is very messed up. At the end of the Masechta, there's the box of the grove that changes the Girsa the way I just read it. Vahaki Ksiv Me'ama Oretz. Now, what it should say over here is just to go on to El Alav Haki Ka'ama Miut Kahal. This is what we do is we turn around and we say that what? Ella's talking about Bishigigas Maisa. If it's Bishigigas Maisa, then again, it has nothing to do with the Beis Din. Ella, what are you going to say? It's talking about Dapka Bohora'ah. Now, how does that make sense? If it's Dapka Bohora'ah, how could you say that Rove of the Tzibur that would be Chote with Ora'ah Beis Din would be Potter if we just learned from the Pasik that it's only ba'at sotah, meaning b'shigigat ma'aseh. So this doesn't make sense in either direction. Therefore, it must be, the only way to read it, is as follows. Elamav hokikama. The thing to say is like this. Miut kahal shechatu b'shigigat ma'aseh chayabim. Indeed, the first part is talking about shigigat ma'aseh. So this is like this. A miut that makes a mistake in labeling is chayab. Why? Because Bezdin, in the equivalent case of Hora'ah, would not have brought on them
on individuals, she'in beidin meidin al yideyem par, if it had been a mistake of hora'ah. Ma she'in ke, and therefore, they are chayav. Yochot tzibur she'asur b'shigat ma'aseh yitzurim, but the b'raisa wants to address is the question of whether a tzibur has a ptur by virtue of the fact that it is a tzibur. Even when a mistake is made because of mistaken labeling. Because remember that we have a very important psychological component called mass hysteria. So where people are doing something, everybody does it. So if you have individuals, it's in the case of listening to Bezdin. There are individuals who believe the Bezdin. Okay, but that's not hysteria. But once everybody's doing it, people lose their brains. So they're not listening only to Bezdin. They are simply no longer human, in essence. They've lost their choice. And in that case, the Torah potters them. So I might think that that's the way to look at the Torah pottering, even b'shigigat ma'aseh. Everybody thinks that the label is right. You know, we always hear this. Everybody eats here. So since everybody eats here, there's nothing you don't have to know, not about the Congress, not about the certification agency. Everybody eats here. So Mamela, in that case, I would think that maybe even though the mistake was a mistaken labeling, the relying on everybody eating here is potter. Why? Because after all, when it comes to everybody relying on Arad Beit Din brings a carbon for them. So maybe B'shigat Ma'aseh also. You see? What we're doing is we're interrelating the B'shigat Ma'aseh to the B'shigat Hora'ah. We're not talking about a case of B'shigat Hora'ah. But meanwhile, what do you see from here? The whole lima is built around an understanding of the difference between what Bezdin does in terms of bringing a carbon for Yechidim and the Yechidim's fear in the case in which they were serving on the Bezdin. So that means that there's a sheet over here that seems to be saying very clearly that a Yechid who relies on a Psak Bezdin is going to be Chayim. Not like our Mishnah says that a Yechid that's tired of the Psak Bezdin is Potter. So clearly there's a much focus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Therefore, comes along a Torah to say, don't make that mistake. Talmud Lomar Me'amaharetz Afilu Rubo. Amrith Papa, I'm not sure I understand your writer, says Rav Papa. Couldn't I read this price as simply saying, I mean, me mind, Dilma Lohein Velo Bezdin. I could read it saying like this, that in a case where a Yochid would have listened to the Bezdin is Potter, But so is the Yochid Potter. Whereas the Tzibur over there, I would say, but the Bezdin is Chayav, so maybe the Tzibur should be Potter. Maybe that's how to read it. Oh, come on, says the Gemara, and then it's a crazy Braita. It loses its whole punch. The whole point the Braita is making is, let's distinguish between the Yochid and the Tzibur, right? And let's say, I understand why the Yochid is Chayav Bora'at Ma'aseh. Because he's chayav in the case of Tolag Hora'ah, since Bezdin doesn't bring a carbon for him. But how about a Yochid, a Tzibur rather, where the Bezdin does bring a carbon for him, and therefore he's Potter in Hora'ah Bezdin? Maybe he would be Potter even in the Hora'ah, even in the Shigat Ma'aseh. The way you're reading it, there's no difference between the Yochid and the Tzibur. Why are we trying to contrast what the din would be of a Yochid and what it is of a Tzibur? The whole thing breaks down. What do you mean you can't prove from here, since we're not talking about a case of the Shigog of a Yochid? That's ridiculous. Because then, why are we trying to figure out how to prove that the Rova of the Tzibur should be Chayav? I mean, Lav the Miyuta. I mean, the whole point is that we're contrasting the interrelationship of a Yochid when it comes to Ra'ah, he would be Chayav. That's why he's Chayav on Shigaga, in the Shigad Maita. But a Tzibur who would be Potter Bo'ra'ah, maybe would be Potter B'Shigad Maita. That's the whole point of the Braita. I'm not going to accept this alternative, I'm sorry. So therefore, according to you, we should first worry about the miut, not a brish al miut in the mechayev b'shigat ma'isa, and then you can get around to talking about what the din would be on the ruva. So if you b'shigat ma'isa, el alav nidaloma hader al miut. Since the Tana never discusses the yochid, but according to you, the yochid is also an issue. Since the yochid would be potter in the case of Ora'ah, you're trying to claim that this would represent the same sheet as Rav Yehuda. It's clear that that's not the case. He's taking that for granted and then tries to use the obvious proof to rob him. The Shmarina Miyot Vara'a. Chayavim Ein Kispao Sira. You see that a Miyot who relies on Bezdin does not bring the carbon, so to speak, of a pile and double or seabor or anything else. You're kind of a typical carbon yaki of a Kispa Sira, just like anybody else. Vishalo Vara'a. Vishig Yugat Ma'aseh. Chayavim. If you don't have it, okay, so then either rov would also be chayav in the shigiyat maaseh. So apparently what we have over here are two brises, one of which we're claiming reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which the Gemara tomorrow will ask who says it's Rabbi Yehuda, and one of them that reflects the sheet of the Chachamim, which is not seen in our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah takes for granted that a yofid, we have to contrast between the yofid who is oseh al smach orad bedin and the yofid who is oseh on a shigiyat maaseh. And we even have the question that's raised by the Mishnah itself without giving us a clear answer as to what the relationship would be about a Yochid who, in the presence of a Horahat Beit Din, makes the mistake of a Shigigat Maaseh. That's how subtle are the distinctions. Whereas according to Chachamim, the whole thing doesn't begin. There's no difference whatsoever. A Yochid who is Torah B'Shigigat Maaseh, who is Torah on the Horahat Beit Din completely, anyway he's going to be tired. To be continued.